9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Seven minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh, rapid roar, that stock car boy, he ain't too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say, baby. He got another one that just say, hey. But every Sunday afternoon, he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Rapid roar, that stock car boy, he the best driver in the land. He say that he learned to race a stock car by running shine out of Alabama. Oh, the demolition derby and the figure eight is easy money on the bank compared to running from the man in Oklahoma City with a 500-gallon tank. Oh, rapid roar, that stock car boy, he too much to believe. You know he always got a echo.
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Thank you.
just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in Durka, walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're round it. Cause everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay, it's okay. Hey, feeling good, like I should.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, yeah, yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating what, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating what, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating what, ayy. Celebrate.
Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Zach Bigley.
Well, the Rough Riders last night, a dominating performance, a 7-1 win over the San Antonio Missions to tie up this series at a game in peace. And both teams enter in today's game at 2-3. Hi, everybody. We welcome you into Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium in San Antonio, Texas. Zach Bigley alongside you. Very happy to have you on what is a gorgeous day for baseball. And it should be a good crowd on hand as well at the Wolf. The Rough Riders turn to Owen White on the mound, their number two prospect in the organization. He's the number 60 prospect in all of baseball, and he's coming off three shutout innings in his first start this season. We'll see what we have in store with Owen White on the mound today. On the other side, it's Jackson Wolf, the left-hander, the number 16 prospect in the Padres organization. He's coming off one of the best starts out of anybody in minor league baseball so far this year. Five no-hit innings against Tulsa in his first start of the season. So it's the left-hander Jackson Wolf for the Padres affiliate. The Rangers affiliate go with the right-hander Owen White. Really good pitching matchup out ahead of us. And, well, part of the reason we did this was because of that pitching matchup. We caught up with John Goebel, Rough Riders pitching coach, before today's game. He's our pregame interview, and we'll have him next on the pregame show. First pitch is coming up at 7:05 tonight. Rough Riders and Missions, game three of this six-game series. John Goebel joins us next on the Riders Baseball Network.
The stars shine bright in North Texas, and the great outdoors are on special display at Riders Field on June 24th. Arrive early to the ballpark for a camo hat giveaway and enjoy activities from Texas Parks and Wildlife, as we also celebrate Boy Scouts of America Night. Plus, June 24th is Whataburger Food Bank Night, with donations benefiting the North Texas Food Bank, including canned goods or cash donations at the Whataburger tent. Get tickets now for June 24th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders! Welcome back to San Antonio. We're pregame, and we're joined by John Goebel, Rough Riders pitching coach. Now, first and foremost, here in AA for the first time here in the first week at this level, what are some of your first impressions here at this level?
I was in Hickory last year in High A. Probably first impression so far is hitters probably swing a little bit less, probably chase a little bit less too. I think the swing decisions obviously improve as you go up. So it's kind of the first thing I notice is just some of those good breaking pitches slightly off the place. Off the plate, you see a little of them checked off a little bit by the hitter more often. Maybe I did last year, but other than that, it's, you know, same game, 9 innings, 27 outs.
Early on in the season, it's always a little bit tough as you kind of work guys towards their full pitch counts here at the beginning of the year, and we're seeing a couple of Rough Riders pitchers having to go through that. What's your kind of message to those guys who are working towards their full strength here early on in the season?
Biggest thing is just attack hitters. Try to get in the zone as quick as you can. Try to be as efficient as you can. We preach a lot about efficiency to two strikes, but then also efficiency of putting guys away. Been a little mixed bag so far is our ability to do that as a staff. We've had our pros and cons in those areas. But that's the biggest thing. You don't want to pitch to a number. You know, if you know that you're 60 pitches, 70 pitches, 70, you don't want to pitch that number. You just want to try to be as efficient as you can and get as deep as you can within the confines of the pitch count buildup.
I want to talk about a couple guys individually. Jack Leiter made the start last night. Obviously, highly touted. We saw a lot of him last year. Seven strikeouts last night in 4 1/3 innings. What did you see out of Jack last night?
Kind of similar to what I just talked about as far as efficiency. I thought Jack out the chute did a phenomenal job of getting to two strikes. We kind of reference a lot of a race to two strike as far as getting to two strikes before two balls. He did that 10 out of 11 to start off the game with the first 11 guys. But where he wants to definitely improve is that efficiency of putting guys away and pitch execution and not trying to do too much with two strikes and just trying to let – strikeouts are going to happen organically from pitch execution. You don't really want to go chasing them because then you might end up with 7 Ks, but you might end up with 4 walks too. So it's just that balance of both and understanding that, you know, every two-strike pitch, you got to have kind of a 3-2 mentality where you're not trying to do too much. And I think that's as far as, you know, the progression for Jack moving forward, that's a big part of it.
Joined by John Goebel, Rough Riders pitching coach. Now, tonight's starter, Owen White, 3 innings his last time out, shutout baseball. What do you want to see from him tonight?
A lot of the same from his last outing. His last outing, I think his pitch execution was really good. I thought his fastball strike percentage and just the overall execution of that pitch was very solid. Probably wants to try to get above the zone a little bit better with two strikes to increase some of the swing and miss. You know, that's a goal of his that he works on a lot as far as working that fastball up. Yeah, the biggest thing in there is just efficiency. Same thing with the other guys. And Owen's a guy that he'll go right after hitters. I don't have to worry about that. So.
A guy who really takes it to guys on game day, especially. He's got that game day mentality. Now, for you personally, having come into the Texas Rangers organization last year, how's that adjustment been coming from the college coaching ranks here into professional baseball?
Obviously it was a big transition from the junior college side that I was at. I think ultimately what's made it probably best case scenario for me are all the people that have been around me, whether it be Carlos or anybody else in the organization, Jordan Teagues, Danny Clark, everybody in the pitching organization, in the pitching department. The resources are unlimited as far as trying to help players get better. So that was probably the biggest thing, is I went from very limited resources in the college game and the junior college game, which did help because it helps you be more creative and work with what you got. But just the overall resources we have available at our disposal to try to help these guys get to where they want to go, that's the biggest thing, and that's the most fun part for me.
And working with a lot of very talented guys here at this level, not only on the starting side with Jack and Owens we talked about, but in the bullpen as well. The bullpen's been really good so far. No home runs allowed, only 8 walks, fewest in the Texas League. What have you seen out of your bullpen so far this year?
Guys pitching to their strengths. That's the biggest thing. You know, as a starter, you're going to have probably a little bit more, a broader array of strengths to attack, you know, whether it be an advanced report on hitters or attack hitters' weaknesses. As a reliever, when you come in there, you pitch to your strengths and you let the chips fall where they fall. And I think our guys have done a phenomenal job of coming out, understanding what their strengths are and pitching directly to that, and then being able to, you know, sleep at night knowing that if they get beat on their strengths, they get beat on their strengths, but we're not going to go outside that and second guess what we're doing.
Sean Goldberg, our guest, Rough Riders pitching coach. We'll get you out on this. With it being a 28-man roster and a 5-man rotation, you got a lot of guys in the bullpen and sometimes a few days in between when they pitch. How do you manage that as a pitching coach?
I mean, that's the toughest thing, trying to keep guys sharp. I think that's where the intentfulness in their throwing program and their catch play every day and the guys that get their mound touches every day at the back end of throwing program, that stuff is – we preach and preach with our guys how essential that is, because at the end of the day, you might go 4 or 5 days without getting out there, and you can't have that be an excuse for not being sharp. So I think the guys that do the best job with that and come out and consistently perform despite maybe, you know, not being out there 3 out of 4 nights maybe you'd see in the big leagues, is just understanding that side work is imperative. And you have to have that done very well and very intentful. Otherwise, you know, when you have that 3, 4, maybe 5 day layoff, you may not have what you want. So that's the biggest thing, just making sure guys are working on the side.
All right, we're looking forward to it tonight. The Rough Riders try to take the series advantage here in San Antonio. We'll have starting lineups for you next. John, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Almost set for first pitch and anthem before that here in San Antonio, Texas. Happy to have you along on this gorgeous Thursday night. Zach Bigley with you. Let's get you set with starting lineups today. And we start with the Frisco Rough Riders, as announced by first-year manager Carlos Cardoza. Evan Carter leads it off in right field, fresh off his second career minor league two-homer game last night, a three-run home run and a solo shot. Luis Angel Acuna bats second at shortstop, and Dustin Harris is the first baseman today, hitting third. Kellen Strom cleans it up in center field. Thomas Sejasi is the third baseman, batting fifth. And Dio Edias is the second baseman. He bats in the sixth spot. Bottom third of the order, it's Trevor Hauber, the DH, Chris Cease, the left fielder, and David Garcia is the catcher in tonight's order. Once again, it's Carter, Acuna, Harris, Strom, Sejasi, Edias, Hauber, Cease, and Garcia. Owen White starts for the Rough Riders. Here's the starting nine that he'll face for San Antonio. Connor Hollis leads it off at third. Evan Mendoza is the shortstop, hitting second. And Tirso Ornelas is the right fielder, hitting third. Middle third of the order, it's Pedro Castellanos, the DH. Michael De La Cruz catches, hits fifth. Corey Howell is the center fielder in the sixth spot. And the bottom third of the order, it's Luis Aviles Jr. at second base. Juan Fernandez at first. And Jorge Onya is the left fielder, batting ninth. Jackson Wolf starts for San Antonio tonight. He'll take the mound when we come back. Rough Riders and Missions, game three of the series. Play-by-play is next on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos, Quesos.
The stars shine bright in North Texas, and the great outdoors are on special display at Riders Field on June 24th. Arrive early to the ballpark for a camo hat giveaway and enjoy activities from Texas Parks and Wildlife, as we also celebrate Boy Scouts of America Night. Plus, June 24th is Whataburger Food Bank Night, with donations benefiting the North Texas Food Bank, including canned goods or cash donations at the Whataburger tent. Get tickets now for June 24th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more, thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all in the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
He is flying to third. The throw is not in time. On the second for one, Acuna to first. Got it, double play. A high drive deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
A grand slam for Trevor Hauber on opening day. He makes the sliding catch, and the Rough Riders are playoff bound.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch. The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Figley.
Fresh off a 7-1 win last night, the Frisco Rough Riders look to make it two in a row as they take on the San Antonio Missions in Game 3 of this six-game series. Hi, everybody, and welcome to The Wolf. A very beautiful day for baseball. I'm Zach Bigley, and Evan Carter is ready to go to start this baby off against Jackson Wolf. the left-hander on the mound. The 23-year-old stands 6'7", 205 pounds, a native of Ohio. And it's left on left to begin things. Wolf winds back, and away we go. That's at the bottom of the zone, a called strike, and it's 0-1 on Evan Carter. First pitch time at 7:06 in the p.m., a beautiful day, 78 degrees and sunny, 10-mile-an-hour winds blowing in from right field. The 0-1. Carter takes high and outside, and it's one ball and one strike. What a game for Evan Carter last night. A two-home run game, the second of his minor league career, the first since July of last year when he was with Hickory. 1-1. Takes across the outside corner for a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. Carter now hitting 6 for 18 on the season, a .333 average. The 1-2. Wolf misses outside, two balls and two strikes. He's second in the Texas League with 8 RBIs this year. He's facing a tough left-hander on the mound in Jackson Wolf, the number 16 prospect in the Padres organization. 2-2. Carter takes strike three, call to the knees in the outside corner. And that's how we get underway. One out, and here's Luis Angel Acuña. Acuña, 5 hits, all singles so far this year, 2 for 9 in the series. Right-handed batter against the left-hander Wolf, who winds back and deals. Fouled off the mitt of De La Cruz, the catcher, back behind home, and it's 0-1. Let's introduce you to the defense behind Wolf today. It's Jorge Oña in left field, Corey Hall in center, and Tirso Ornelas in right field. Connor Hollis has third, Evan Mendoza's the shortstop. Luis Aviles Jr. at second, and Juan Fernandez at first. Michael De La Cruz puts down the signs for Wolf, who winds back in the 0-1. Top of the zone, a strike. 0-2. Jackson Wolf made his AA debut last year, coming up for his last two starts of the season to San Antonio after spending most of his season in High A Fort Wayne. The pitch, sprayed foul right side, still 0-2 on Acuña. One out, bases clear, no score, top of the first inning. With Fort Wayne, went 7-8, a 4.01 ERA. But a lot of strikeouts and didn't give up a lot of hits. He peels back, and the 0-2. A line drive to left center field. This one headed towards the gap, and it's down. Cut off by Oña. No, the center fielder, Howell. Acuña going for second. The throw is offline, and Acuña has his first extra base hit of the season. It's a one-out double in the first inning. It was right in between Oña and Howell in left center field. It was Howell, the center fielder, who got to it and threw into second base. But Aviles Jr., the second baseman, had to come up and grab it. And he was away from the second base bag, allowing Acuña to slide in safely. He's at second base for Dustin Harris. Jackson Wolf, 119 innings last year in High A and 134 strikeouts. He stretches and delivers. Off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. And for a left-hander, as you might imagine, he was dominant against left-handed batters. Lefties just hit 170 against him with one home run. That homer wasn't until he came up to San Antonio. The 1-0. Down low and inside to Harris. Two balls, no strikes. So his entire 23 games, 22 starts in Fort Wayne, a left-hander did not leave the ballpark against him. It was only once he got up here in his last two starts. He allowed 12 runs in 10 and 2-thirds innings here in San Antonio in those two starts. 2-0. High off the outside corner. Three balls, no strikes to Dustin Harris. One of the reasons why he's so effective against left-handed batters is his incredible changeup. It's one of the more unique changeups that you'll find really in baseball. You don't find many pitchers who throw it like he does. Here's the stretch. Look back towards second, the 3-0. Fits on the outside corner, a called strike, 3-1. He throws what's called a Vulcan-style changeup, which is usually two fingers on each side of the baseball. But he splits his fingers in the Vulcan change between his ring finger and his pinky. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Just outside, ball four, so Harris draws a walk. And there are runners at first and second and one out here in the first inning for Kellen Strong. Rough Riders wasted no time yesterday with four runs in the second inning and a 7-1 win. And already with a good scoring opportunity in the first. Runners at first and second, one out. Strom in from the right side against the left-hander Wolf, who along with that nasty changeup goes fastball, curveball, and slider for his four-pitch mix. He stretches and deals. Down the heart of the plate for his strike. And it's 0-1. That fastball is not what you'd expect from a guy who's 6'7". He'll throw it upper 80s and lower 90s. He stretches. And the 0-1 pitch. Here she comes. Low off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. And even though he throws it in a four-seam grip, which is usually for a lot of pitchers to throw up on the zone and get a lot of good ride on that pitch, he throws the four-seamer, and it has some natural sink to it. So he throws the four-seam, but it almost acts like a two-seamer. Gets a lot of ground balls. 1-1. Strom takes down low and inside with a changeup. And it's 2-1. Rough Riders with a golden scoring opportunity. 2 aboard, 1 out. 2-1 on Kellen Strom, who's 3 for his first 14, doubled yesterday. The pitch. Rides high and tight, 3-1. Nate Diedrich has balls and strikes behind home plate. Chris Presley Murphy is our first base umpire, and Benjamin Ingstrand, our third base umpire. Three-man Texas League umpiring crew. Left-hander ready from the stretch. And the 3-1 pitch. Strom takes inside, ball four. Bases loaded for the Rough Riders, and just one out. Here's Thomas Sejacy. So JC with an opportunity to break this one open early on. San Antonio had a lot of trouble with walks yesterday. They walked 8 batters, including 5 from Efrain Contreras, their starter. Jackson Wolf, after just a brilliant start his first time out, 5 no-hit innings. He has already allowed a hit and has already allowed 3 base runners. First pitch to JC. Swinging a fly ball down the right field line. Ornelas a long run towards the corner, and he watches it sail foul. It's 0-1. In that start against Tulsa, Wolf walked the first man he saw, Johnny DeLuca, and then retired 14 in a row. The Padres not wanting him to extend too far, though, with it being his first start. So he was removed. Kevin Copps then came in. Here's the stretch. And the 0-1. That one misses low of the zone, and it's 1-1. Then Nolan Watson came in and allowed the hit that broke up the no-hitter in the 8th inning at Tulsa. Stretch by the lefty. And the 1-1 pitch. Down the heart of the plate for a strike. 1-2. Offense has been tough to come by for both of these teams in the early part of the season. Except for last night, the Rough Riders put up 7 runs. 1-2. There's a fly ball to right center field. Hit well. Howell back to the warning track. Still running at the wall. Reaches out. Can't make the catch. It hits off the base of the wall. Acuna scores. Harris around third. Strom right on his heels. Sejacy into third with a 3-run triple. 3-0 Rough Riders. And Corey Howell is down on all fours in right center field near the base of the wall. Hopefully he's okay. Right away, the athletic trainer David Bryan running out there to check on Corey Howell as Sejacy hit a ball that just kept on carrying and carrying into a very deep part of the ballpark in right center field. And it ends up being a 3-run triple for Tommy Sejacy. Rough Riders lead 3-0, and Howell is standing now. But David Bryan right there checking on him, making sure he's okay as he slammed into the wall in right center field. And now he is down once again on the warning track and being checked on again. That's a big hit for Sajacy, his first triple of the year. And the Rough Riders' third triple as a team. That's probably gone in any other ballpark except for this one in the Texas League. This one probably has the deepest gaps out of any park. That's definitely gone in Frisco with the way the ball carries. It went off the very base of the wall here. Might have short hopped it onto the warning track and up against the fence, but a very deep drive from Sajacy, and hopefully Corey Howe is okay. Rough Riders take a 3-0 lead in this first inning. Howe is a very good defensive outfielder, and now he stands and starting to walk around on the warning track. That's a good sign. And the fans here giving him some appreciation. Corey Howe, the number 13 prospect in the organization for the Padres, not a guy that they want to see hurt at all. He dealt with some injury issues last year as well, missing a portion of the season. During this stoppage of play, Jeff Andrews, the pitching coach, has come out and chatted with Jackson Wolf, and now he's getting some warm-up pitches in. Looks like Corey Howe's going to stay in the game. That's a great sign. As the manager, Luke Montz, and athletic trainer David Bryan head off the field. So 3-0 Frisco on a 3-run triple by Thomas Sajacy. What a huge hit. Rough Riders had struggled with runners in scoring position entering yesterday's game, hitting just .233. But three of their seven hits had come from one man alone. It was Evan Carter. And now they'll take that big hit from Sajacy. So Corey Howe is good in center. And now Dio Anea steps in. 3-0 Rough Riders top of the first inning. Infield comes in. And Anea's in from the right side. Here's the stretch from Wolf in the first pitch. Breaking ball comes inside. One ball, no strikes. After last night, the Rough Riders entering the game hitting .244 with runners in scoring position. Stretch in the 1-0 pitch. Low and outside, two balls and no strikes. While holding opponents to just a .154 batting average on the other side with runners in scoring position. That's a recipe for success. Dio trying to add to that right now. 2-0 pitch. Hard ground ball foul, third baseline. So JC jumps over it. And then Cardoza, the Riders' third base coach and manager, jumps over it. Dio broke his bat. He'll have to get a new one. Two balls and one strike. And already action in the bullpen for San Antonio. It's Henry. Henry getting loose. We saw him in game one. Man, so this is back-to-back games. The Missions saw Efrain Contreras throw just an inning and two-thirds. Jackson Wolf has a man loosening in the bullpen with one out in the first inning already. This is not a recipe for success in terms of dipping to your bullpen this early. This next pitch will be number 27 in the first inning for Wolf. He fires home. Soft roller, third base side, and foul. Still two balls, two strikes. Rough Riders will certainly take it, though. The inning began with a strikeout looking by Evan Carter. Acuna then doubled. Harris and Strom both walked to load the bases, and Sajacy a 3-run triple to right center field. 2-2 to Anteas. Low and outside, three balls and two strikes. This will be at least a 29-pitch first inning, and this might be his final batter. He readies from the stretch, and the payoff pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Blew it right by him. Second strikeout for Wolf. Two outs, and here's Trevor Hover. And it looks like Wolf's going to stay in the game. They're going to give him an opportunity to get out of this jam. So working on 29 pitches. 15 of them for strikes. First pitch to Hover. Curveball misses high. Oh, late strike call on the upper edge of the zone, and it's 0-1. Looked like it came in a little bit high to the left-hander as he bent away from it, but it falls in for a strike. Pull side shift on the infield. 3-0 Riders in the top of the first. The 0-1. Swinging a soft roller up the middle. Tough play for the second baseman, Aviles, who dives, knocks it down. It comes out of his glove into shallow center, and Sajacy comes in to score. Infield RBI single for Trevor Hover, and it's 4-0 Rough Riders. Great effort by Aviles Jr., diving full extension to his right side, and it just went in and out of his glove and rolled out into shallow center field into the grass. He was playing the pull, so playing halfway in between first and second base, and if he was playing in his normal position, that would have been a routine ground out. First pitch to Chris Cease. High and away, 1-1, no strikes. Instead, it's 4-0 Frisco on the infield RBI single for Hover. Great start to this ball game for the Rough Riders. Left-hander's pitch. Cease watches one on the upper inside edge for a strike. 1-1. The Rough Riders sending their eighth man to the plate in this first inning. Wolf delivers home. On the inside edge, a strike. The breaking ball, and it's 1-2. Three hits for Frisco, and two walks for Jackson Wolf. Just trying to get out of this first inning. The 1-2 pitch, you'll actually have to wait. A throw goes over to first, and Hover's back in. Not much of a stolen base threat. He takes his lead once again. Only four career minor league stolen bases for Hover. The 1-2. Down low and inside. 2-2. Just two of them last year. Both coming in Hickory. Didn't even attempt to steal when he was with Frisco in 21 games last year. Wolf delivers the 2-2. Cease takes down low and inside for 3. 3-2. We saw a lot of pitches in last night's game, especially early on between the two starting pitchers, Contreras and Leiter. And once again, we are seeing a lot of pitches here in the first for Jackson Wolf. There comes his 38th of the first inning. The offering. Hover takes off. Swing and a miss. Cease strikes out. And Wolf ends up striking out the side. But the Rough Riders put up 4 runs on 3 hits. No errors. And they strand a man as well. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Our score. It's Frisco 4. Missions coming up after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday the 4th of July with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
And for the good guys, third baseman number 6, Connor Hollis.
The Rough Riders put up four runs of offense in the top of the first inning. They lead 4-0 going to the bottom half. And Owen White takes the mound, the number one pitching prospect in the Rangers organization. He goes to work against Connor Hollis, the right-hander's first pitch. Fastball inside, one ball and no strikes. Owen White pitched with the Rough Riders last year in four games, but a majority of his time came in Hickory, the pitch. Soft roller out to short, two hops to Acuna, who fields head high, whips it onto first, and gets Hollis. One down in the first inning on two pitches, and here's Evan Mendoza. Four nothing Frisco. Bottom half of the first. White overall last year, 15 games, 14 starts, a 3.59 ERA, and a whole bunch of strikeouts. First pitch to Mendoza. Foul the way, right side, 0-1. 80 and a third innings, 104 strikeouts, just 23 walks for the now 23-year-old. 0-1. Popped up, sky high, right side, shallow right field. Harris going back from first base, and he makes the catch in foul territory. Four pitches, two outs for White. And Tirso Ornelas takes his turn. 4-0 Frisco, bottom half of the first inning. Let's set the defense for you for the Rough Riders behind Owen White today. It's Chris Cease in left, Kellen Strom in center, and Evan Carter in right field. Thomas Sejasi at third. Luis Angel Acuna already made a play at short. Dio Edias at second base. Dustin Harris at first base. And David Garcia does the catching, the pitch. High and tight. One ball, no strikes to Ornelas. White, 6'3", 199 pounds, a native of Mount Ula, North Carolina. Currently resides in Florida. The 1-0. Swinging a foul off Garcia back behind home. And it's one ball and one strike. One start so far for Owen White this year. He went three shutout innings, allowing just one hit, struck out one, and walked one against Amarillo last weekend. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good offering down low and inside. And it's one ball and two strikes. And even though those numbers sound pretty good, Owen wasn't terribly happy with his performance in that opening game. And if you know Owen White, that's not surprising. He's very, very competitive. A guy who wants to be perfect and is very, very intense when it comes to baseball. 1-2 on the way. Check swing. He went around strike three on a pitch down low and inside. And Owen White makes quick, quick work of San Antonio in the bottom half of the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. 1-2-3 inning. And Owen White sits them down in a matter of eight pitches. We go to the top of the second inning. Our score, it's the Rough Riders 4. The Mission's nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the second inning, Frisco has a 4-0 advantage over San Antonio. Zach Bigley with you. Happy to have you on this beautiful Thursday night in South Central Texas. David Garcia starts things off against Jackson Wolf in the first pitch. just hums low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Kind of surprising to see Jackson Wolf back out again after 37 pitches in the first inning. He looks in at the switch hitter, winds back, and deals home. Hard ground ball foul left side towards the bullpen on the field for San Antonio. One ball and one strike. Rough Riders walked twice, picked up three hits, including a three-run triple by Thomas Sejasi. And really hit the ball well against him. 1-1. Shivers outside, and it's two balls and one strike. But he's back out there. We saw Henry loosening in the bullpen down the left field line in the first, but he has since sat down. 2-1. High and outside, three balls and one strike. Rough Riders coaxed eight walks last night after just two walks in the first game. And already 3-1 here to Garcia in danger of the third walk of the ballgame. Here she comes. Garcia cuts and misses on a changeup low of the zone. And it's three balls and two strikes. Garcia got the start in game one. He's making just his third appearance this season. 2-for-6 so far. A couple singles in game one of the series in which the Rough Riders were just held to three hits. Wolf delivers. Oh, man, called strike three at the bottom of the zone. A late call by Nate Diedrich again. He's been a little bit late on his calls behind home, but it's the fourth strikeout for Jackson Wolf, and every out that he's recorded so far has actually been via strikeout. Garcia down looking on a well-located pitch. We go back up to the top of the order. It's Evan Carter. 4-0 Rough Riders, top of the second. First pitch. Carter takes low and outside. One ball and no strikes. Evan Carter is such a smart player, and there's a reason why he's the number one prospect in the organization. The one ball, no strike pitch. Just sits down low and inside. Two balls and no strikes. He is number one now, by the way, after Josh Young graduated. He's now a big leaguer officially, no longer a prospect. Here's the wind back in the 2-0. Hard ground ball left side. That sneaks through into left center for a base hit. Carter, a wide turnaround first, but he stops right there and hustles back into first. A hard hit ground ball single to the opposite way. Evan Carter doing it all early on in this series. A base hit, and that brings Luis Angel Acuna to the plate. With Josh Young graduated, everyone slides up. So Evan Carter is now the number one prospect in the organization, according to MLB.com. Owen White follows him, then this man, Acuna, and then Jack Leiter, who's last night's starter. This team is just so incredibly talented. It's crazy. The pitch. Acuna swings, fouls it back off the mask of Michael De La Cruz, the catcher, and it's 0-1. And Evan Carter's still just 20 years old. He won't turn 21 until late August. And a guy who really knows himself. He wants to be patient, but not too patient at the plate. And for a 20-year-old, he has such an incredible approach. A throw goes over to first, and he gets picked off. He's in a pickle, running over towards second. The throw goes to the shortstop, Mendoza, trying to chase him down. Now to De La Cruz, the catcher, who tries to tag him out, forces him out of the baseline, and Carter is out. There's the second out of the inning. He gets picked off. And it goes 1-3-6-2. There are two outs in the second. Well, just as we were talking good about him, he gets picked off, but that's all right. Everyone resets defensively as the left fielder, Onya, came sprinting into second base, and he has to go all the way back out to his position. Wolf winds back in the pinch. Acuna takes high and away, one ball and one strike. Talking to him about his approach, this being Carter, he says he wants to be very patient, and he wants to try and push the pitchers out of the zone and take more walks. The pinch. Down low and inside, two balls and one strike. And that's evident here in this series. He's walked four times. He's now 3-for-7 with two home runs. He said, the thing that keeps me up at night is when I watch a pitch that I should have swung at. The 2-1. Down low and inside, 3-1 to Acuna. He said, I can live with, you know, making a mistake and swinging at a bad pitch, But if I have a pitch that is thrown to me that I need to swing at and I need to hit, and I don't swing at it, that's what really bothers me. That's the kind of approach that he has. The 3-1. Inside an Acuna, ball four. Third walk of the ball game for Jackson Wolf, the pitcher. And Acuna and his incredible speed is at first base, and that's going to do it for Jackson Wolf. So the last two games, the Mission's pitchers have each lasted just 1 2/3 innings. Jackson Wolf will exit, and here comes Henry Henry. Early pitching change for San Antonio. 4-0 Rough Riders. Top of the second inning. We'll step aside, return to San Antonio after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Were your best days in high school? If so, the Rough Riders have a day to honor you. On Thursday, May 11th, get $2 off a ticket when you wear your Letterman jacket to the game and enjoy a Rough Riders Letterman patch giveaway. Relive your glory days with the Riders and come out for Peekton High School night on Thursday, May 11th. First pitch is at 6:35 on May 11th against the Wichita Wind Surge in a rematch of last year's championship series. For more info, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Henry Henry takes to the hill for San Antonio as the Missions dip into their bullpen. Henry, a guy who we've seen plenty over the last few years, and we saw him earlier in this series. He threw a scoreless inning in game one. He faces Dustin Harris, left-handed batter. And Harris drew a walk back in the first inning. Stretch in the first pitch. Misses low and away. One ball and no strikes. Got to keep an eye on Luis Angel Acuna. Two steals already in this game. Or I should say in this season. None in this game so far. He has 103 career minor league steals, including 40 last year and 44 the year before. Stretch in the 1-0 pitch. Just outside to Harris, and it's two balls and no strikes. 4-0 Rough Riders. Four runs across in the first inning. Play in the second. Owen White threw just 8 pitches in his first, and he's had a sit for a long time. Time called by the catcher, Michael De La Cruz. Henry Henry, really good fastball-slider combination. Tall guy, 6'4", 215 pounds, just 24 years old out of San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic. In his third year with the Missions. 2-0. Down low and outside. 3 balls and no strikes. He struggled with his command at times. He's walked 86 batters in just about 130 innings or so over the last 2 years. Inside, ball four. 4-pitch walk to Dustin Harris. That's back-to-back free passes he's worked. And Kellen Strom makes his way to the plate. He walked in the first inning. It was a little bit odd to see Kellen Strom only with 1 walk through the first 4 games. That was one of his calling cards last year. Over 400 on base percentage last 80 games of the year for Kellen. And he draws his second walk of the season in the first inning of today's game, and now a chance to do some damage with 2 on. Henry delivers. Just low, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Strom 1-for-7 with a double yesterday in the series. Henry comes set with two outs. He fires. Just a hair outside. Two balls and no strikes. McKellen's double was pulled down the left field line yesterday, and we were joking before today's game. He said, that's the first ball I've ever pulled for a double in professional baseball. The pitch. He takes on the upper edge inside corner for a strike, and it's 2-1. He said, I just can't pull the baseball in the air for some reason. Likes to go the other way and does it with some pretty good power. He can hit it out to left center, just not down the left field line. 2-1. Strike in the inside corner, belt high. 2-2. Fastball from Henry. Strom says if he can do that, and if he can hit a homer pull side this year, he'll be a happy man. Still looking for that first home run of the year. Henry ready from the stretch, and the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs for strike three, and the side comes to a close. Well, the Rough Riders, no runs on one hit, no errors, two left on base. And we go to the bottom of the second inning. 4-0 our score. Rough Riders lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark Mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on prize, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Owen White back out for the second inning. Rough Riders leading 4-0. Owen, 8 pitches for a 1-2-3 first, and now he goes to work against Pedro Castellanos in the second. First offering is inside, and he hit him. White hits Castellanos on the first pitch. Castellanos heads down to first base. It was a fastball at 93 miles an hour that came inside and nailed him. That's not fun. So first base runner of the day for San Antonio. Rough Riders lead 4-0. And Michael De La Cruz steps in. Infield up the middle at double play depth with Acuna and Arias. First pitch to De La Cruz, left-handed batter. Fastball tips the outside corner, a strike, 0-1. De La Cruz playing in just his second game this season. He's 1-for-2. White ready from the stretch. And the 0-1 pitch. Chopper up the middle. Eddie is front to his right. He fields on to second for one. Acuna to first, not in time. De La Cruz runs well for a catcher. It's not a double play. It's just a fielder's choice, 4-6. De La Cruz at first base. Castellanos eliminated for out number one. Corey Howell steps in now, who ran into the fence in center field on Sejasi's three-run triple in the first inning, and he was down on the warning track for a long time. He ended up being all right, which is a great sign. White stretches and deals. Fastball, check swing. It comes inside on him, and he was able to hold up. One ball and no strikes. Howell, 4-for-8 in this series. Back-to-back two-hit games to start the series. The 1-0. Fastball, upper edge, outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. Owen White, fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup combination for the right-hander. He delivers the 1-1. After a long hold, still holding, here she comes. Swing and a miss, good slider off the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Manipulating the pitch clock there. Waiting till it draws down to 3 seconds and then firing. White has had incredible success the last few years, especially with that fastball elevated. He readies and delivers. Swinging a ground ball back behind home. A foul ball, and it's still 1-2. He can throw all 4 pitches for strikes in any count and anywhere. And he said he likes all 3 of his off-speed, all equally. Here's the stretch. 1-2. Curveball high and inside. 2-2. He's the kind of guy you want in a big game situation. He has that kind of attitude. He readies from the stretch and the 2-2 pitch on the way to Howell. Curveball again, high and tight. 3-2. Remember in the championship series last year when he came in relief in game 2 and struck out all 6 he saw. He's talking a little smack coming off the hill. Fired up his own dugout. Payoff pitch to Howell. Rip and a miss, strike 3. Blew it by him with a fastball. And Owen White has his 2nd strikeout. 2 down in the 2nd, and Luis Aviles Jr. steps in. Aviles Jr. just 1-for-7 in the series. White also pitched in game 2 of the division series here in San Antonio in the playoffs for the Rough Riders. He stretches and delivers home. Low and away, 1-0. But his only start against this Missions team in the regular season came back on July 7th, and boy, was it dominant. 6 innings, allowing just 1 run on 5 hits with 6 strikeouts. 1-0 pitch. Hit in the air down the right field line. A long run for Evan Carter, but he watches it go out of play up onto the concourse. Bounces on top of the tent over the top of a picnic pavilion down the right field line. Kids go chasing after it. And one kid emerges victorious and goes running back to show his friends. 1-1. 4-0 Rough Riders, bottom of the 2nd. They shift Aviles Jr. to right center field. The opposite way. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Blew a fastball by him. 1-2. White was dominant when he came to the Rough Riders. Had a really strong start on July 4th weekend. Here's the stretch. And the 1-2 pitch on the way to Aviles. Hit in the air and crushed to dead center field. Strom going back. He's shy of the warning track into a back pedal, and he makes the catch. This big ballpark holds it, and Owen White is out of the 2nd inning. No runs for the Missions on no hits, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. We go to the top of the 3rd inning. Our score, it's the Rough Riders 4 and the Missions nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Henry back on the mound for San Antonio to the top of the third inning. It's 4-0 Frisco. And Thomas Sejace leads things off. Sejace had the three-run triple in the first inning. That started the scoring, and the Rough Riders added another run with an infield RBI single from Trevor Hopper. So right-hander against right-hander. Henry from the stretch and the first pitch. Slow tapper, third base side, backhanded stop. Mendoza deep in the hole from short and long throw. Not in time. So JC beats it out, and he's 2-for-2. Infield hit to the shortstop Mendoza. So JC runs well. It was a ground ball on a couple hops out to short. Backhanded stop, and Mendoza got rid of it quickly, but it was a two-hopper onto first base. And so JC was able to beat it out pretty easily. First runner aboard for the Rough Riders in the third. It's actually the first inning they've had the leadoff man in on the base pass. First pitch to Adias. Breaking ball, hit in the air, foul right side, 0-1. Four runs on five hits now for Frisco. And all up and down the order. Adias, Cease, and Garcia are the three who haven't reached in the Frisco order tonight. The pitch. He swings, grounds it up the middle, right to the second baseman, Aviles Jr., who picks, steps on second, throws wildly onto first, off the camera in the first base, Camerwell on one hop, and Edias is awarded second base. So a throwing error by Luis Aviles Jr. So JC eliminated on the four unassisted fielder's choice, and then the E4 allows Edias to move up to second. So one out. Trevor Hopper to the plate. Boy, that was just about as easy as a double play as you're going to get. And Aviles palms down, pumping towards the ground, saying, yeah, it's my bad. I need to calm down a little bit. It's the first error for the Missions tonight. Just their second error of the series. Here's the stretch and the pitch on the way to Trevor Hopper. Strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Both of these teams have played really good defense throughout the beginning of this season. That's just the second error overall on San Antonio this year. We're playing in game number 6, the 0-1. Hopper watches low, and it's 1-1. The Rough Riders on the other side, they've only committed 2 errors. Both have actually been by pitchers. Theo McDowell and Jack Leiter. Rough Riders fielders, the pitch. Aver swings, comes up empty, and it's 1-2. Haven't committed a defensive miscue so far this season. We say that now. Of course, it's probably going to happen next inning, but as of right now, no defensive miscues. Henry from the stretch. He looks back towards second, the 1-2. High off the outside corner. 2-2 to Hopper. 1 out, 1 aboard in the third. 4-0 Frisco. Hopper, the infield RBI single in the first. The second baseman, Aviles Jr., diving stop. He couldn't get it out of his glove. It rolled into center. The pitch. Down low and inside, and it's 3-2 now on Hopper. Owen White, just 22 pitches through his 2 innings on the other side. This has been a cavalcade of pitches thrown on the Mission side of things. The pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's still 3-2. Henry. Henry is about to throw his 19th pitch. Jackson Wolf threw 52 through an inning and two-thirds. Very lopsided in terms of the pitch counts for both teams tonight. Payoff on the way. Down low for ball four. Well, Trevor Hover works the walk. And that brings Chris Cease to the plate. The line is finalized, by the way, on San Antonio starter Jackson Wolf, who goes just an inning and two-thirds, allowing four runs, all of them earned on four hits. He struck out four but walked three. So that's now five walks already for Rough Riders hitters as we play with one out in the third inning tonight. 4-0 Frisco, top of the third. Chris Ceeson from the right side. He was a strikeout victim back in the first. The pitch. Last foul right side, and it's 0-1. Cease won for his first 10 in a Rough Riders uniform. Playing out in left field today defensively. This is the first time in a minor league uniform that Cease is playing in the outfield. The 0-1. Chopper, first base side, foul territory, and ends up staying foul. It's 0-2. Cease had played in winter ball and in spring training, but never played outfield in the minors at this point. He'd been a shortstop his entire career, coming up from when he was a kid to into high school to being drafted and now entering into 2023, but he's trying to increase his versatility. The Rangers have a lot of very talented infielders. Here's the stretch, and the 0-2 pitch to Cease. He swings, fouls it back. Still 0-2. Talking to him earlier today, he said, you know, it's easier than playing shortstop. And he's not wrong there. Shortstop, one of the most difficult positions to play on the field. Catcher's probably the hardest. Here's the stretch. And the 0-2 again. Slider inside. One ball, two strikes. He said it's going pretty well so far. And he is a very dynamic athlete, making it look easy in the grass. 1-2. Just outside with the slider. Two balls, two strikes. See, he's 24 years old, I should say. Henry delivers. High and inside. We're full at three balls and two strikes. Turned 24 in January of this year. Edias takes his lead from second. Hover from first. And the payoff pitch to Cease. Low and away, ball four. Well, the base is loaded again for the Rough Riders. Second time in three innings, and David Garcia to the plate. But not before Luke Mons, the manager, will go out and chat with his right-hander. You don't see the manager come out very often before the pitching coach, but Jeff Andrews remains in the dugout, and it's Mons who goes out and chats with Henry Henry. Trying to calm him down a little bit. That's now six walks for the San Antonio pitching staff wearing the Flying Chancla's uniforms tonight. Flying Chancla is a flying flip-flop. The Copa de la Diversión uniforms. The Rough Riders do not have their Copa uniforms in yet, or else they would be wearing them. They are Quesos de Frisco. Like Queso Fresco, but Quesos de Frisco. Here's David Garcia, who hit from the right side against the left-hander Wolf in the second and struck out looking. He now flips around, bats from the left side of the plate. With one out in the third, 4-0 Frisco leads. And the base is loaded. Infield back and double play depth. The pitch. Down low. One ball, no strikes. Corners are pinched in against Garcia. This was the big blow in the first inning, the three-run triple by Sejacy came with the bases loaded. The 1-0. A hard drive to right field, right at Ornelas. He's under it, makes the catch. Edias tags from third. The throw goes into second, and Edias comes in to score. So a sacrifice fly for David Garcia, and the Rough Riders now lead 5-0. A hard hit ball by Garcia, but right at Ornelas. First RBI of the season for Garcia. The other two runners remain at first and second, Hover and Cease. Top of the order now in Evan Carter. It was 1-for-2 with a single back in the second inning. Stretch in the right-hander's first pitch. Down low and inside, one ball and no strikes. Action out of the bullpen for the Flying Chanclas. It's Jose Espada who's getting loose. Henry stretches and deals home to Carter. Strike on the inside corner with a fastball, thigh high, 1-1. Rough Riders led 7-0 before the Missions put up a run last night. They now lead 5-0 tonight. 1-1 pitch. Down low and inside. Two balls, one strike. The patience of Evan Carter. Going along with the patience of everyone else in this Rough Riders lineup. Henry has his sign. Comes set. 2-1. Fouled away, left side. Two balls and two strikes. Well, if nothing else, Frisco is really setting themselves up well for the conclusion of this series, the next three games. Driving up the pitch counts of the starters in the bullpen. Henry offers in the 2-2 pitch. Slider high and away, and it's three balls and two strikes. The good news for San Antonio is with the 28-man roster and the 5-man rotation that they currently have, their starting rotation, they have plenty of guys to go to in the bullpen. They used 6 pitchers in game 1, 5 last night. 3-2, runners go, swinging a fly ball deep down the left field line. Long run back for Onya into the corner, and it hits off the warning track up against the wall. Hover scores. Here comes Cease. He comes in to score, and Evan Carter delivers a 2-run double to make it an 7-0 ball game. Evan Carter going to the opposite field. His first double of the year, he now has 10 RBIs. He's one within the league lead. And he continues to hit. Going to the opposite field, it's 3-10 down the left field line. Thought that might have a chance to sneak over that short wall, but it just landed on the warning track up against the fence, and the Rough Riders extend their lead to 7-0. There's Luis Angel Acuna, the pitch. He pops it sky high, right side and foul, 0-1. A 2-run double for Evan Carter. Scoring Hover and Cease. ...0-1 pitch. Lashed up the middle into center field. Hal going back, still going at the warning track. Reaches up, makes the catch, and robs Acuna of extra bases. But the Rough Riders get the job done in the third inning. 3 more runs. They lead 7-0. On the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, mmm. Melty cheese, I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce, yes please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Sun's starting to set in San Antonio. Bottom half of the third inning, 7-0 Frisco. And the first pitch misses down low and inside to Juan Fernandez. One ball and no strikes. Pink clouds along the horizon out in front of us. The 1-0. Breaking ball in there for a strike, and it's one ball and one strike. Kind of wisping along the sky from right to left, going upwards from right to left, the pitch. Swing and a miss, and a good breaking ball away, and it's one ball and two strikes on Fernandez. Rough Riders providing all the offense Owen White could ask for. 7 runs in the first 3 innings. The pitch is belted to deep center field. Strom shows his numbers going back. Shy of the warning track into a back pedal. Reaches up, snares it out of the air. And there's the first down. Well, it was hit well, but anything to center field just dies in this ballpark. And easy play for Kellen Strom. It brings Jorge Onya to the plate. Rough Riders leading 7-0. White back into his wind, and he delivers home. High and tight, one ball, no strikes. Onya 0 for 5 so far this season, playing in just his third game. White the 1-0. Curveball hit foul back behind home. 1-1. So Owen White just 22 pitches through 2 innings so far. 2 1/3. That number is just up a little bit. The pitch is hit foul off to the right side. It's one ball and two strikes again. He continues to work ahead of batters. First pitch balls to a few hitters, but then immediately he'll work his way right back into the count. It's 4 at-bats here in this game where he started with a first-pitch ball and then gone to 1-2, the pitch. Cut on and fouled at the plate, and it's still one ball and two strikes. That's just such a good mark for a pitcher. When you can fall behind and still go back to getting ahead on what is a very experienced and non-prospect-laden lineup that knows how to hit the pitch. Check swing on a pitch high and away. He was able to hold up. And it's two balls and two strikes. Talking to John Goble before today's game, that's one of the things he said. This is a really good test for a lot of these Rough Riders pitchers, this lineup in San Antonio. 2-2. Flicked in the air down the right field line and foul, and it's still 2-2. Because the average age of this lineup is around 26.5 years old, 3.5 years older than the Rough Riders lineup. And these are guys who have combined for thousands of minor league games, over 4,000 combined. The 2-2, just outside of the slider. 3 balls and 2 strikes. They have over twice as many games played as the Rough Riders lineup. And so a lot of pesky hitters. The pitch fouled straight back, and it's still 3 balls and 2 strikes. Saw a lot of that in the last 2 nights, a lot of foul balls. Antoine Kelly alone in his second inning of work last night. That was in the 7th. 15 foul balls against him. Ridiculous. Payoff pitch. Down low off the outside corner for ball four. A really nice plate appearance for Onya. He coaxes a walk. 9 pitches to him. And that works it up to the top of the order with a runner aboard. One out in the third. 7-0 Rough Riders. Connor Hollis steps in. Ground out to short. His first time up. Hollis just 1-for-18 to start his season. Stretch in the right-hander's pitch. Slider down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. Hollis got off to a slow start last year as well, hitting just 136 through his first 18 at-bats. The 0-1. Swing and a miss, and a high fastball, 0-2. It was 3 for his first 18. And just hit 210 in April. Well, then he caught fire, hit 396 in May, and hit over 300 the rest of the season every single month to win the batting title, hitting 333 in the Texas League. 0-2. Off the outside corner and misses low, and it's 1-2. And so if you're a Missions fan, take this with a grain of salt. It's kind of similar to how he started last year, and then when the weather heated up, so did he. Moore goes over to first base. Onya's back in. Still no hits for San Antonio. Just a walk and a hit batter. White the 1-2. Soft roller, first base side, up into the belly for Harris. Throws on to second for one. Acuna to first. Not in time. Hollis beats it out. Harris got back to the bag and was reaching backward with his right foot to feel out the pillow as he was catching the ball from Acuna. And it was close, but Hollis just beat it out. So the fielder's choice gets the second out. It's a fielder's choice that goes 3-6. Hollis at first, Evan Mendoza at the plate. 7-0 Rough Riders, bottom half of the third. White ready in the pitch. Fastball. Outside corner for a strike. Belt high, and it's 0-1. Slight pull side shift in the infield for the Rough Riders. The pitch. Tapper up the middle. The second baseman, Adias, has it. Long throw to first. Bounces it in there. Harris takes it up into the belly and keeps his foot on the bag for the out. Oh, man, that was a tough pick for Dustin Harris at first base. Instead of reaching out and trying to pick it on the short hop, took the long hop up into his belly, and he was able to secure the baseball for the final out of the third inning. Top of the fourth inning next. Rough Riders lead 7-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's all about the ladies on April 22nd at Riders Field with Girl Power Night and Girl Scout Night. Before the game, come out for the Women Who Lead panel moderated by Frisco City Councilor Tammy Minershagen, including national champion gymnast Maggie Nichols. So come out to the ballpark on April 22nd to support Girl Scouts of Northeast Texas and Girl Power Night at Riders Field. For tickets, call today at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the seating bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
San Antonio plucks their second pitcher out of the bullpen tonight. It's their third overall pitcher. It's the first appearance in the series for Jose Espada, who takes over for Henry. Espada will face Dustin Harris, Kellen Strom, Thomas Sajacy. 3, 4, and 5 in the order. Henry Dunn after his inning and a third. He'll work out of the bullpen. Stretch in the right-hander's first pitch to the lefty. Ground ball foul, first base side, 0-1. 7-0 Rough Riders. 4 runs in the first inning, 3 runs in the third for Frisco. Final line for Henry, an inning and a third. He allowed 3 runs, all earned on 2 hits. Struck out 1 and walked 3. Harris has walked twice today and scored a run. Espada deals. Harris swings and misses, and a good breaking ball biting below him. 0-2. Espada, 26 years old, 6'1", 170 pounds, out of Puerto Rico. Former Blue Jays draft pick in 2015 in the 5th round. He delivers. Swing and a miss, and a high fastball for strike 3. And Harris goes down on 3 pitches. That brings Kellen Strom to the plate. 8th minor league season for Espada. Second year in the Padres system. Played with Fort Wayne last year at the high A level. Stretch in the pitch. Low to Strom, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Top of the 4th inning, 7-0 Rough Riders. Look in by the right-hander. He's got his sign. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Check swing on a high outside fastball, and Strom was able to hold up. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Strom was in the lineup hitting 4th tonight because it was a left-handed starting pitcher in Jackson Wolf, and Strom feasts on left-handed pitching. Here's the stretch, and the right-hander issues in the 2-0 pitch. He swings and misses on a breaking ball off the outside corner, 2-1. Last year against lefties, Strom had an OPS over 1,000, whereas OPS was around 300 points lower against right-handed pitchers. Here's the right-hander's 2-1. Swinging a ground ball foul, third base side, and it's 2-2. In terms of batting average, it was an 66-point difference. Higher against lefties for Strom. Against righties. But now he's facing 2 righties in a row. He only faced the 1 lefty and walked and scored against him. 2-2. Check swing, roller, right side of the infield. First baseman Fernandez has it. Underhand flip to Espada, covering, and he beats Strom to the bag. Round number 2. Thomas Sajacy takes his turn now. 2 down in the 4th inning. 7-0 Frisco leads. Back-to-back ball games with the Rough Riders putting up 7 runs. Love to see this offense. Here's the stretch by the right-hander. And the first pitch is to Sajacy. Low and outside, skips all the way back to the backstop. 1 ball, no strikes. So JC, the 3-run triple in the first. He had an infield single in the third. He's 2-for-2. Came in with just 3 hits, and he has 2 hits tonight. Now 5-for-20 on the year. 1-0 pitch. Soft roller foul back behind home, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. The Rough Riders with those back-to-back games of 7 runs are starting to turn around their offense. The Texas League overall, the pitch. Ground ball, third baseline, picked up by the third baseman, Hollis. He fires over to first base and just gets to JC for the final out. The side comes to a close in 1-2-3 fashion in the 4th. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. On to the 4th inning coming up. Owen White back to the hill, and we come back. Rough Riders lead 7-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years. From rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping. Or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening, too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Tirso Ornelas leads it off for San Antonio. Bottom half of the fourth inning, 7-0 Rough Riders. Here's Owen White's first pitch. It misses high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Ornelas, Castellanos, De La Cruz, 3-4-5. San Antonio in their order. 1-0. Dips low of the zone, and it's two balls and no strikes on Ornelas, who struck out back in the first inning. One of two strikeout victims tonight for Owen White, who's been very good. Ran into a little bit of trouble in the third. The pitch fouled back off of Garcia. Kind of looks like a bit of his foot. And it's two balls and one strike as he tries to walk that one off. Man, being a catcher is no fun. Scott Capers, the Rough Riders catcher, last night took a ball off the top of the knee in the ninth inning last night. Saw him earlier today, and that bruise is pretty big. Yeah, it's just, you know, another day for a catcher. Garcia shakes it off. Two balls and one strike to Ornelas. So a lot of pitches for Owen White in that third inning, including a 9-pitch at-bat to Onya. 2-1. Outside, 3-1. But Owen White still is not allowed a hit. He nods yes to the sign, the 3-1. Outside, ball four. Leadoff walk in the fourth inning, a rarity for Owen. That brings Castellanos to the plate. Castellanos was hit by a pitch, the first pitch of the second inning by Owen White. White still sitting pretty with his pitch count. 46 pitches as we go in the fourth. He delivers. Castellanos takes a slider just low of the zone. Garcia thought it should have been called a strike. And it's one ball and no strikes. Infield at double play depth up the middle. 1-0 pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Speared by White. Throws to second for one. Eddie is to first. Got them both double play. 1-4-3. And Owen White rolls the twin killing. Boy, a great job fielding his position. Speared it on the ground ball right back to him. And a lot of pitchers will rush that throw. Well, he looked back at second. And in the pole side shift, it was a question mark as to who would take the bag. They both converged, Acuna and Edias. It was Edias who was there. Owen White realized it, threw it right to him. And they rolled the double play. First pitch to De La Cruz is in there for a strike with a breaking pitch, and it's 0-1. Such an underrated aspect of a pitcher's game, their ability to field their position. And Owen White did a great job there. The 0-1. Low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. That'll make Greg Maddux very proud, who was in Rangers camp this year during spring training. with his 6,000 gold gloves that he has. The 1-1. High off the outside corner. 2 balls, 1 strike. It's not quite 6,000. It's like 18 or 19, something like that. It's a ridiculous amount. He was working with the pitchers on fielding. 2-1. High off the outside corner. 3 balls, 1 strike. And Owen White fielding his position there. 7-0 Rough Riders. Bottom half of the fourth inning. The pitch. High skyscraping pop-up. Left side of the infield. Foul territory. So JC giving it a look, but this one's into the seats. 3 balls and 2 strikes on De La Cruz. White hasn't had the strikeout numbers that you would normally see from the right-hander. But not allowing a hit so far through 3 2/3, he'll certainly take that. Just 2 strikeouts. He winds back here in the payoff home. A high pop-up into shallow left field. Long run in for Cease. Acuna back, the shortstop, calls everyone off, makes the catch, and the side comes to a close. Owen White, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. White is through 4 no-hit innings tonight in San Antonio. We go to the top of the fifth inning. It's 7-0 Frisco in front on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our 4 Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all in the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark of the Park on Thursday, April 20th. Bring your 4-legged furry friends out for a Rough Riders baseball game, enjoy the HEB family lawn beyond the outfield, or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game with a human and also get a doggy bag at the gate with treats provided by Piper's Peporium. See you at Bark of the Park, Thursday, April 20th. First pitch at 6:35. Woo woo! Let's ride.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Bring the beat in.
Top 5 in San Antonio. Rough Riders in control, leading 7-0. Dio Hedius starts things off, then Trevor Hover and Chris Cease. 6, 7, and 8 in the Rough Riders order. First pitch from Espada. Fastball down low. It's swung on and missed, and it's 0-1. Espada worked a 1-2-3 fourth inning. It's the first 1-2-3 inning for Mission's pitchers tonight. The offering. Cut on and fouled at the plate, and it's 0-2. Over the last two nights combined, it's just the second 1-2-3 inning. That Mission's pitchers have poured in against this Rough Riders offense that's starting to light the fuse. 0-2 pitch. Ground ball out to short on 2 hops. Mendoza has it right at the chest and throws on to first to retire Eddings. 1 out. Trevor Hover steps in. RBI single and a walk in his 2 trips. Hover's walked 3 times now in the series. Slightly open stance, left-handed batter. First pitch. Takes low and away, 1 ball, no strikes. The designated hitter tonight. Hover has seen time in right field and at first base in this series. 1-0. He swings, comes up empty on a breaking pitch. Ball and a strike. Auver has very good power. You'd love to see him tap into that. The 1-1. High off the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike. And when you add on to that his ability to get on base, that's an OPS darling at the plate. 2-1. Down low and inside, three balls and one strike. Over 400 on base percentage last year. One of those guys who I have to imagine has a good opportunity to hit his way up to the higher levels. 3-1. Strike on the upper edge, outside corner, 3-2. Base is clear, one out, 7-0 our score, top of the fifth inning. Rough Riders lead. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, got him upstairs for strike three. A five consecutive retired by Espada. His second strikeout, there are two outs. Chris Deese hits. He's 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored in the third. First pitch to the right-handed batter. Low and away, bounces in the dirt, back to the backstop, one ball, no strikes. We haven't seen Cease be tested in the outfield yet. He came sprinting in on that pop-out to shortstop to end the fourth inning. But he didn't have to make the play. Very excited to see what he can do. The pitch. There's a fly ball hit well to deep right center field. Ornelas to the warning track, feeling for the wall, and he makes the catch. And the side comes to a close. Cease gave it a ride, but just not enough juice to get it out of here. And it's a no run, no hit, no error, and nobody left on base inning for the Rough Riders offensively. We go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. We're halfway home from San Antonio, and the Rough Riders having fun tonight, hitting 7-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Owen White back out for the fifth inning, but Grant Anderson is loosening on the bullpen, so we'll see how long Owen goes in this fifth. 7-0 Rough Riders. First pitch to Corey Howell. Comes inside, a check swing. It's a foul ball off the bat back behind home, and it's 0-1. Howell is strikeout victim in the second. White has not allowed a hit so far through four innings. Just a couple base runners against him, three to be exact. The pitch sent high in the air and foul right side. It's 0-2. Two walks and one hit batter, all coming in each of the last three innings. Hit by pitch, walk, walk in the second, third, and fourth respectively. But no hits, not a lot of hard contact either. White the 0-2. Curveball whacked foul right side. And it's still no balls and two strikes. This is San Antonio Mission's lineup that is pesky, but really hasn't had a lot of offensive success so far. The pitch, high and tight. Ball and two strikes. Entering into today, is San Antonio Mission's team one of the worst hitting teams in the Texas League? 1-2. Swing and a foul. Back into Garcia's glove. He hangs on. Strike three. Wasn't sure if he got it initially, but he hung on to the foul tip. And it's the third strikeout for Owen White. One away in the fifth inning. Luis Aviles Jr. steps in now. San Antonio second to last in the Texas League, hitting just 163 as a team entering into tonight. The pitch is fouled back this way. Watch out off to our right. Hits off the facing of the press box just off to our right side. 0-1. That'll make your heart flutter a little bit. They are last in the league, though, in OPS. The pitch is cut on and missed. 0-2. A 476 OPS as a team for San Antonio. Only hit two homers on the offensive side. Tied for the last in the league. Well, Grant Anderson was getting loose. He just sat down, and now it's John Matthews who started to loosen. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Low and away with a fastball. One ball and two strikes. White barking at himself as he overthrew that. And here's John Goble out of the Rough Riders dugout. He's going to go chat with White. I think he saw the same thing we did, getting a little frustrated with himself. And John is going to go chat with Owen. These two worked together in Hickory last year and very familiar with each other. And Goble just going to calm him down just a little bit. One ball and two strikes. Amarillo is leading the way with six home runs in the Texas League. That's not surprising. They play in a very hitter-friendly ballpark, but they had quite a few homers against the Rough Riders in that opening series as well. Northwest Arkansas second with five long balls. Goble has set his piece. He's back to the dugout. One ball, two strikes on Aviles Jr. Rough Riders' first mound visit of the night. 7-0 Frisco. Bottom half of the fifth inning. White delivers the 1-2. Swinging a soft grounder, foul left side. And it's still one ball and two strikes. We'll see if this is the last batter for Owen. Wind back in the pitch. Foul back into Garcia's glove. He hangs on again for strike three. Fourth strikeout. And there are two away in the fifth inning. Juan Fernandez to the plate. Owen White with back-to-back strikeouts. And Carlos Cardoza stays in the dugout. They're going to try to let him finish out this inning. Fernandez in from the right side. He flew out to center his last time up. White working on 64 pitches, and he fires. Curveball inside corner for a strike, 0-1. He winds back again and deals in the 0-1 pitch. This is low and away, and it's one ball and one strike. He gets his third and fourth strikeouts to start this fifth inning. And he issues in the 1-1 pitch. Fastball ripped into right field for a base hit. And that might be it for Owen White. A good opposite field piece of hitting for Juan Fernandez. And White really wanted to finish out those five. But here comes Carlos Cardoza out of the Rough Riders dugout. And he's going to get his right-hander. 7-0 Rough Riders, bottom half of the fifth inning. We step aside for a pitching change. John Matthews will come into the game for the Rough Riders. And there's a runner on first and two outs. We'll be back to San Antonio after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
The stars shine bright in North Texas, and the great outdoors are on special display at Riders Field on June 24th.
arrive early to the ballpark for a camo hat giveaway and enjoy activities from Texas Parks and Wildlife, as we also celebrate Boy Scouts of America Night. Plus, June 24th is Whataburger Food Bank Night, with donations benefiting the North Texas Food Bank, including canned goods or cash donations at the Whataburger tent. Get tickets now for June 24th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
John Matthews out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders. Frisco leading 7-0 in the fifth inning. Owen White done after his 4 2/3 innings, and Jorge Onya steps in. So Owen White will not be in line for the victory tonight, even though he deserves it. Jorge Onya in for the right side against the right-hitter John Matthews out of Kent State. Stretch in the first pitch to Onya. Fastball, foul back, 0-1. Juan Fernandez at first base. Matthews, the 25-year-old right-hander, 6'1", 190 pounds. Former 8th-round pick by the Rangers in 2019. Native of Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, the pitch. Slider low and away, and it's 1-1. Came up with Frisco at the end of last year. Made 3 appearances, a 5.40 ERA. All 3 of those outings coming in the final series of the season at Northwest Arkansas. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball inside. Maybe a tick low, and it's 2-1. With Hickory in the South Atlantic League, though, 30 appearances, 4.32 ERA. Induced a lot of ground balls. 2-1. Misses high. 3-1. Matthews trying to get out of this inning and send it to the top of the sixth. He looks in for his sign with Garcia on the first base side of the rubber. He's ready from the stretch, and the 3-1 pitch on the way. Fastball, strike, outside corner, 3-2. We've seen the fastball and slider so far from the right-hander. It's a 5-pitch pitcher. Mostly goes to the sinker as his primary fastball. The pitch, runner takes off, a swing and a ground ball foul. Back behind home to the left, and it's still 3-2. Sinker, curve, changeup, slider, and four-seam for the right-hander. Time call. Onya steps out. Runner will take off again on this next pitch. Matthews has his sign and sets, and the payoff on the way. Fouled away, right side. Still 3-2. Good Thursday crowd here at the Wolf. Not quite full and not quite what we saw on opening night with 6,811, but better than last night, certainly. 3,000 last night. This will probably be around 4,500 or so. Good crowd. The 3-2 again. Chopper, left side of the infield. It's Acuna, the shortstop, who picks, throws, and just got him. Oh, what a great play. It was communication between him and the third baseman, Sajacy. Acuna grabbed it at the last second and rifled it across the diamond and just got the hustling Onya for the final out of the fifth inning. We go to the bottom, or to the top of the sixth, I should say. It's 7-0 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
Get ready to return to the classroom on August 5th. At Riders Field on Saturday, August 5th, we celebrate college night at 7:05 p.m. Enjoy the beer specials, a college fair, plus ticket packs available for the best value in a Riders University crew neck you can select in your school's color. Get your pencils and paper ready and get your tickets for college night on August 5th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
David Garcia steps to the plate to begin the top of the sixth for the Rough Riders. Frisco a 7-0 advantage over the Flying Chanclos. San Antonio Missions wearing their Copa uniforms tonight. Jose Espada delivers home. Just a bit inside and one ball. And no strikes on Garcia. Espada has retired all six he's seen coming out of the bullpen. The third pitcher used tonight by San Antonio. 1-0 pitch. Garcia watches a strike on the upper edge outside corner. One ball and one strike. The Rough Riders scoring tonight. Four in the top of the first inning. A three-run triple by Thomas Sajacy. The 1-1. Lash the other way into left field, right at Onya. And it tails right to him, makes the head-high catch. One out in the sixth inning. 7-0 our score. Frisco leads. Here's Evan Carter at the top of the card, fourth time through. After the Sajacy three-run triple, Trevor Hauber, an infield RBI single. Here's the stretch by Espada, and he deals home. Swing and a miss. Carter out in front. It's 0-1. Then in the third, sacrifice fly from Garcia, and then a two-run double by this man, Evan Carter. 0-1 pitch. Comes across in the outside corner. Letter high for a strike. 0-2. Rough Riders finding plenty of offense tonight. 0-2. High off the outside corner, and it's one ball and two strikes. And to help that out, six walks as well by Missions pitching. And six Rough Riders hits. 1-2. There's a fly ball into center field. Hit fairly well, but Howell going back. He's under it near the warning track and makes the catch. Carter out in front a little bit, and there's one away. Make it two away here in the sixth. For Luis Angel Acuna. Acuna 1-for-2, a double, a walk, and a run scored. Went out to center back in the third inning. The pitch is hit in the air down the right field line, foul territory. The first baseman, Fernandez, watches it go foul, and it's 0-1. Seven runs, six hits, no errors for the Rough Riders. No runs, one hit, one error for San Antonio tonight. Right-hander is spotted from the stretch in the 0-1. Acuna takes high. Ball and a strike. Acuna has been so impressive defensively. Really nice play at shortstop the last inning. The 1-1. He takes a low of the zone. Two balls and one strike. A brilliant play last night at second base to turn a double play where he backhanded a ball coming across the second base bag on the left side of second base from our perspective. Stopped his momentum. Was able to touch the bag and throw across. 2-1. Strike in the outside corner. 2-2. And there are very few second basemen who can make that play defensively. Just such an athletic play by Acuna. And that's the kind of defense he brings. Former Defender of the Year in the Rangers organization. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out and a good slider away. Acuna down on strikes. And it's 9 in a row retired by Espada. 10 in a row retired by Missions pitching. 1-2-3 inning for Espada. The runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. 7-0 Frisco, though, as we go to the bottom half of the sixth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Get your golf on April 21st with the 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship Night. The Rough Riders are partnering with PGA Frisco on April 21st, so come get a free koozie at the gates on the way in, check out the PGA Golf Trophy at the game, and enjoy all of our golf-themed activities throughout the evening. There's also a ticket package available that includes two golf towels and discounted tickets to the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship in May. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com, and we'll see you on April 21st. Let's ride.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Bubba Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Bottom half of the sixth inning, and Connor Hollis begins things at the top of the order for the Missions. 7-0 Frisco. Connor Hollis, Evan Mendoza, Tirso Ornelas against John Matthews, and the right-hander's first pitch. Rip and a miss, and it's 0-1. John Matthews came on to retire the final man in the fifth inning. Jorge Onya on a ground out, and that finalizes things for Owen White, the 0-1. Way high all the way back to the backstop over Hollis's head. And it's one ball and one strike. Watch out. Very good day for Owen White. He would have loved to finish through the fifth inning, but he ends with 4 2/3 shutout innings, allowing just one hit, four strikeouts, two walks. He's now thrown 7 2/3 shutout innings this year in his two starts. 1-1. Just low of the zone with a breaker. Two balls, one strike. Matthews looks over the tip of his glove, rocks back the 2-1 pitch. Low off the outside corner, three balls and one strike. Matthews was drafted out of Kent State University, where he originally was a two-way player. 3-1. Ground ball to the shortstop, Acuna. He backhands, strong throw across the diamond, and he retires Hollis for the first out of the sixth inning. Evan Mendoza makes his way to the plate. 7-0 Rough Riders, bottom half of the sixth. At Kent State, Matthews was actually originally a shortstop and played more in the field than he did pitch his freshman year. First pitch. Hard line drive up the middle right to the second baseman, Adias, who fields on his left hip and throws over to first to retire Mendoza. Two up, two down, and a couple hard ground balls. And here's Tirso Ornelas. 7-0 Rough Riders, bottom six. Matthews kind of decided on his own that he was going to become a pitcher only. First pitch. Ornelas watches one across the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. He realized that if the pitcher, John Matthews, faced the hitter, John Matthews, the pitcher would probably win. So that was the decision, 0-1. This is down low in the dirt. It's one ball and one strike. There was also a moment where he was kind of coming back from injury and trying to hit during break at Kent State. And he couldn't get into the hitting facility, so he went in and worked out and, you know, trying to build some strength. He just worked out at home because he couldn't get in. The 1-1. High off the outside corner, two balls, one strike. And he couldn't end up doing the workout that he was supposed to. And the other hitters were supposed to do. His coaching staff wasn't too happy. The 2-1. Swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. And so that also kind of factored into his decision of, oh, this is a little tough trying to do both things. Hitting and pitching, making sure you got the right workouts and taking care of your body. We switch to a pitcher only. 2-2 is a slider just low. And it's three balls and two strikes. It's worked out pretty well for him coming up to Double A. His full season here in 2023. 3-2 is a ground ball foul at the plate off of Ornelas' foot. And it's three balls, two strikes still on the three hitting right fielder. 7-0 Rough Riders, bottom half of the sixth. Ornelas looks like he's good. He steps back in. Matthews is good as well. Payoff pitch on the way. High and tight. Ball four. Two out, base runner on a walk for San Antonio, and Pedro Castellanos is the batter. Third walk allowed by the Rough Riders in tonight's game. The only hit for San Antonio tonight came on the final batter that Owen White faced. It was a line drive single the opposite way by Juan Fernandez. Matthews ready from the stretch, closed off on the mound and the pitch. Swing and a miss, way out in front of a breaking ball off the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Good slider from Matthews. The pitch. Swinging a soft roller up the middle. Acuna from short cuts over behind the bag. Fields throws to first and gets him. And the side comes to a close in the sixth inning. Good range by the Riders shortstop to close it out. No runs, no hits, no errors. A runner left stranded. We go to the top of the seventh inning. It's 7-0. Frisco out in front on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, two free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
One, one, turn, one time for Henry, the Pope, Top half of the seventh inning in San Antonio, Texas. Rough Riders in control, and they have been for a while. They lead 7-0 over the Missions. 3-4-5 due up for the Rough Riders. It's Dustin Harris, Kellen Strom, and Thomas Sajacy against really the savior for this Missions pitching staff, Jose Espada, who has retired all nine that he has seen. He struck out three batters, one per inning exactly, in the fourth, fifth, and sixth innings. Harris climbs in from the left side. Espada working from the stretch with nobody aboard. And the first pitch. Down low and inside to the left-handed batter. One ball and no strikes. This Missions team used six pitchers in Game 1, five pitchers yesterday, and it looked like they were destined for another bunch tonight. The 1-0. A check swing. Strike called anyway on Harris. And it's one ball and one strike. Jackson Wolf, the starter, went just 1 2/3 innings, walking three and allowing four runs. 1-1 toss. Harris swings, comes up empty on a good pitch, dying away from him. And it's 1-2. And then Henry in relief, just 1 1/3 innings. Three runs all earned. And then he exited the game. So 3 innings into the game, you're going into your third pitcher and you're wondering how many guys are they going to go to in this game. Here's the 1-2. Harris swings, tomahawks it high in the air at a shallow right field. Ornelas coming in. He's under it, and he makes the catch. My goodness, that was almost above Harris's head. He somehow got on top of it enough to hit it into right field. It's a flyout for the first out here in the seventh, and Kellen Strom steps in. Rough Riders leading 7-0, top of the seventh. Strom 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored that came back in the first inning. Six more walks for the Rough Riders tonight on the offensive side. Right-hander's pitch. Soft roller foul back behind home, and it's 0-1. But Jose Espada has really helped this bullpen out, not only tonight, but for the rest of the series as well, because you get to kind of reset things. Pins the ball behind his back, peers in for his sign. He's got it. And the right-hander, the 0-1 pitch. Soft ground ball on two hops to third. Hollis charges, picks, throws on the run, and just gets him. Wow, great play by Connor Hollis. It was a two-hopper, and Strom runs very well down the line. He came in and made the pick off of his left hip, transferred and threw all in one motion while still running towards home plate. And just gets Kellen Strom for the second out. Two down, here's Thomas Sajacy, who had a three-run triple in the first inning. Stretch in the pitch. Low off the outside corner, one ball and no strikes. The Missions will go with Duncan Snyder tomorrow in his start for Game 4 of the series. Nick Krauth will make his first start for the Rough Riders. The 1-0. High and tight. So JC ducks out of the way of it and flings his helmet off of his head in the process. He goes and collects it. Two balls, no strikes, and the Riders third baseman. The pitch. Low and away in the dirt. Three balls and no strikes. It should be a fun pitching matchup. We thought that about today, too, with Wolf and White, both top 30 prospects. White certainly performed well. Jackson Wolf not so much. 3-0. Inside, and Sajacy draws a walk on four pitches. A two-out base runner for the Rough Riders in the top of the seventh, leading 7-0. And Dio Edias steps in. White went 4 2/3 innings for Frisco. Shutout baseball, only allowing one hit, a single in the final batter that he faced. Espada stretches and deals. Fastball pierces the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Eddie is tonight 0-3. He reached on a fielder's choice in the third and scored. 0-1 pitch. Tapped on the ground out to short. Easy play for Mendoza, who fields, goes the short way onto second to retire Sajacy, and the side comes to a close. in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base for the Rough Riders. It's time to stretch in San Antonio. 7-0 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on prize, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Baseball is a game for the keen-minded, and that's especially true at Riders Field on May 13th for STEM Night. Partnered with Allen ISD Night, local STEM teams will be showcasing projects in robotics and more. Plus, community partners from Huntington Learning Center, Mathnasium, and McGraw-Hill will be at the ballpark helping put on a great night and spotlighting our future community leaders. It's a STEM Around the Bases experience on May 13th. For more info, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders remain in control of this one to the bottom half of the seventh inning. It's 7-0 Frisco. Four runs in the first, three in the third, all the offense tonight, but that's all they needed with the fantastic pitching that they've had and turning it over to this bullpen that has been dominant so far this season. Michael De La Cruz against John Matthews. First pitch, fastball outside, one ball and no strikes. De La Cruz 0 for 2 today. John Matthews allowed a base runner in the sixth inning, but so far an inning and a third shutout. The 1-0. Just a hair outside, a tick low, and it's two balls and no strikes. This Rough Riders bullpen has just been phenomenal through the first five games of the season, and it continues in game six. 2-0 pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike. 2-1. The Frisco bullpen, owners of a 2.66 ERA, second in the Texas League just to Wichita. 2-1. Fouled back into Garcia's glove on a big hack by De La Cruz, and it's now two balls and two strikes. They are the only bullpen in the Texas League not to allow a home run. Here's Matthews with the 2-2. Hard line drive up the middle over Acuna's head and into center field for a base hit. Leadoff single for De La Cruz. That brings Corey Howell to the plate. 7-0 Frisco. It's just the second hit for the Mission. Howell 0 for 2 with a couple strikeouts. What makes it even more impressive is you look at the Rough Riders bullpen. Three of the runs that the Rough Riders bullpen has allowed this year, that came from a starter, Nick Krauth, the pitch. Breaking ball, hit on the ground on one hop to Acuna at short. Picks on to second for one. Adi is to first, not in time. Howell beats it out. Really nice turn by the Rough Riders up the middle. Acuna fielding a really tough in-between hop chest high, slinging it on to second. The throw was slightly offline behind Adias, which didn't allow him to step into the throw. Instead, had to reach backwards and transfer while trying to make the throw and moving his body. And that allowed Corey Howell, who has great speed, to beat out the fielder's choice, 6-4. One out in the seventh. 7-0 Frisco. Here's Luis Aviles Jr. and the pitch. Breaking ball low. One ball, no strikes. Nick Krauth came in as a reliever early on in the season. That was in game two last Friday. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew it right by him. 1-1. And he allowed three runs in four innings, and that technically goes in the bullpen's ledger. He's going to be starting tomorrow. So that's a mark against the bullpen, even though it was a starting pitcher. The bullpen has just been that much more impressive. 1-1. on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-2. And that's crazy considering when you look at this talent that the Rough Riders pitching staff has. Jack Leiter, yesterday's starter, the number 4 prospect in the organization. Owen White, the number 2 prospect, going today. The 1-2. Check swing. He went around on a breaking ball in the dirt off the outside corner. Strike 3. John Matthews strikes out Luis Aviles Jr. There's the second out in the 7th. Howell remains put at first base, and Juan Fernandez steps in. 7-0 Frisco. And then Tekoa Roby, also the number 11 prospect in the system. Ryan Garcia, former second-round pick. There's just so much depth to this Rough Riders starting rotation. And once it hits its stride, it's going to be really scary for Texas League opponents. Howell prancing off of first base. Matthews steps off and looks at him, and he's back in. Not going to pay too much attention to him with a 7-0 lead. First pitch to Fernandez. Outside. 1-1, no strikes. Missed with the fastball. Fernandez had the first hit of the game for San Antonio back in the 5th inning against starter Owen White to knock him out of the ballgame. Matthews stretches and deals. Runner takes off, low and away. Garcia from his knees down to second, not in time. Howell swipes the bag, his first of the season, and he's aboard at second base in scoring position. Two balls, no strikes on Fernandez. Matthews from the stretch, he deals. Breaking ball, tapped foul back behind home, and it's 2-1. Believe it or not, this is the first time all game that the Missions have had a runner in scoring position. That gives you a really good idea of how good the Rough Riders pitching between White and Matthews has been. Two on the way. Low off the outside corner, 3-1. Action out of the bullpen for the Missions. It's Mayberry who's getting loose. Seth Mayberry, we saw in the home opener a couple nights ago for San Antonio. Time call. Fernandez steps out. Rough Riders have certainly been winning big when they have been winning this year. 8-run win on opening night. 6-run win last night, and now a 7-run advantage tonight. The pitch. Check swing. He went around for a strike on the outside corner, and it's now 3-2. Rough Riders' 8- and 6-run margin of victories in their first two wins of the season. That's the largest in franchise history, going back to 2003. Chance to add on to more history. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Slider off the outside corner. John Matthews nodding as he comes off the hill. He liked that one. It's his second strikeout in relief. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base in the 7th inning. Top 8 coming up, 7-0 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Rough Riders grapple with Texas League opponents night in and night out, and the grappling gets even more dramatic on June 3rd for Lucha Libre Night. Get your wrestling fix at Riders Field with a special appearance from former ECW champion Chavo Guerrero Jr. With the meet and greet during the game, a Cresos de Frisco wrestling mask giveaway, and a mariachi band at the ballpark. You can't miss the Rough Riders on June 3rd. We'll see you at the Diamond and in the wrestling ring for Lucha Libre Night, Saturday, June 3rd at 7:05. Vamos Cresos!
The stars shine bright in North Texas, and the great outdoors are on special display at Riders Field on June 24th. Arrive early to the ballpark for a camo hat giveaway and enjoy activities from Texas Parks and Wildlife, as we also celebrate Boy Scouts of America Night. Plus, June 24th is Whataburger Food Bank Night, with donations benefiting the North Texas Food Bank, including canned goods or cash donations at the Whataburger tent. Get tickets now for June 24th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
top of the eighth inning. It's 7-0 Frisco out in front. They have controlled this game ever since the top of the first when they put up 4 runs. Trevor Hover will start things off for the Rough Riders in the eighth inning against a brand new pitcher. It's Seth Mayberry who takes over. 6'3", 195-pounder out of Petersburg, Virginia. Right-hander making his second appearance in this series. First pitch, just low of the zone, and it's 1-0. Hover 1-for-2 today, RBI single in the first, walk in the third, strikeout in the fifth. Mayberry kicks and offers. Inside, 2-0. Fourth pitcher used tonight by San Antonio. Mayberry in the opener through a scoreless inning. Picked up the victory. 2-0. Down the heart of the plate for a strike, 2-1. Hover, left-handed batter. Mayberry stretches from the first base side of the rubber, 2-1. Off the outside corner, 3-1. Third appearance on the season for Mayberry. He's allowed a run in 2 innings. It's with San Antonio at the end of last year. 3-1. Upper edge of the zone, 3-2. That time with a slider. 4 appearances, an 8.44 ERA with the Missions, but majority of the season in Fort Wayne. 3-2. Fouled away left side. Still 3-2. He tries to keep this a 7-run game here in the eighth. It's the bottom third of the order that he faces for the Rough Riders. Pull side shift on the infield. And the payoff on the way. High off the outside corner, 4. Second walk of the day for Hover. It's the 8th walk for the Rough Riders tonight at the plate. Oh, with a new pitcher in for San Antonio. Can't say enough about what Jose Espada did. 4 shutout innings of no-hit baseball. Only 1 base runner against him, a walk from Thomas Sejasi in the 7th inning. Stretch in the pitch. Sees swing, sprays it foul down the right side into the seats. Watch out down there, over near the Rough Riders bullpen. 7-0 Frisco, top of the 8th. Speaking of the bullpen, Theo McDowell's down there. He's getting up and loosening. So we'll see Theo in the bottom of the 8th inning and maybe the bottom of the 9th. We'll see. 0-1. Check swing, slider high. They appeal and he was able to hold. 1-1. I'd love to see Chris Cease get aboard with a base hit. He had a single last night, his first hit in a Riders uniform. He's 0-for-2 with a walk tonight. 1-1. Check swing. Pitch comes inside on him. And he did not go again. 2-1. Such a tough jump for a guy like Chris Cease, who has missed so much time due to injury in his entire career. Coming up here to Double A and just trying to get going early on. 2-1. Top of the zone with a breaking ball for a strike, 2-2. Cease has had a myriad of injuries from an ACL tear, a labrum tear, and the former first rounder has just missed a ton of time. 2-2. Off the outside corner, 3-2, but he still remains one of the most dynamic athletes in the system, and if he can start to hit and stay healthy, and really have an impact player in the big leagues. Mayberry from the stretch. And the 3-2. Inside, 4. So back-to-back walks. Starts things off in the 8th inning for the Rough Riders offensively. And Jeff Andrews exits the dugout, and he will take to the mound to try and calm down Mayberry. Garcia will be due up. It gives us some time to take a look around the league scoreboard in the Texas League. 1-game final. Springfield snaps Arkansas's bid at a perfect season. A 7-4 win. Arkansas now 5-1. So Arkansas loses for the first time tonight. Something that the Tampa Bay Rays laugh at. They're 13-0 now in the big league level after winning today. Elsewhere, bottom half of the eighth inning in Wichita. Northwest Arkansas looking for their second win of the season. They're up 9-3 at Riverfront Stadium. Amarillo up 5-2 over Corpus Christi in the top of the eighth inning at Hodgetown. That's a low-scoring game for that ballpark. Midland and Tulsa tied at 3-3 at Momentum Bank Ballpark in Midland, Texas. That's in the top of the eighth inning. Former Rough Rider Josh Stowers at the plate for Tulsa. Here's David Garcia in from the left side. First pitch. Breaking ball for a strike. Backdoored him, and it's 0-1. Switch hitter batting from the left side against the right-handed throwing Mayberry. Runners at first and second. Nobody out in the eighth inning. 7-0 Rough Riders. Right-hander readies. And deals home. High off the outside corner. A ball and a strike. As for the Texas Rangers scoreboard, no Rangers game today. They're off. They'll be back tomorrow as they take on the Houston Astros on the road to begin a series. Mayberry stretches. And the 1-1 pitch on the way to Garcia. A strike on the outside corner with a check swing, and it's one ball and two strikes. Triple-A Round Rock, they're taking on Tacoma, the Seattle Mariners affiliate. And Tacoma just put up a run in the top of the ninth inning against Dominic Leone to tie the game at 1-1. Leone, a guy who was with the Rangers in spring training, elected free agency and then re-signed again with the Rangers. Here's the stretch by the right-hander. And the 1-2. Fouled back into the glove of De La Cruz for strike three. Garcia down on strikes. One away in the eighth. Two aboard. Top of the order, Evan Carter to the plate. Another two-hit day for Evan Carter. A single and a two-run double back in the third. He's had himself a heck of a series. Hover takes his lead from second. Cease from first. Mayberry the pitch. Breaking ball outside. One ball and no strikes. High A Hickory was in action against Wilmington today. They drop it 5-4. And rain ended down east's night early against Augusta. They'll play a doubleheader tomorrow. The 1-0. Breaking ball for a strike. Outside edge. One ball and one strike on Carter. To look at your scoreboard. We'll update you as well in the postgame show. Top of the eighth inning here, 7-0 Frisco. 1-1 pitch to Carter. Lashed foul out of play. Left side, and it's 1-2. Carter singled in the second. That two-run double in the third is the last time the Rough Riders have had a hit. The only three base runners in the last four innings have come via base on balls. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs for strike three. Elevated a fastball, and there are two away. Well, whatever Jeff Andrews said, it certainly worked. After that mound visit, Mayberry has been dynamite. Luis Angel Acuna to the plate now for Frisco, up 7-0 in the top of the eighth. Here's the stretch by the right-hander, and the pitch to Acuna. It clips the outside corner a strike, and it's 0-1. This is game three of the six-game series. First road trip for the Rough Riders. Right-hander stretches and delivers. Acuna swings, comes up empty, a mighty hack, and it's 0-2. Good slider off the outside corner. Rough Riders will finish up this series over the next 3 days, head home for six with Arkansas, and then back on the road for 2 weeks. They go to Amarillo and then to Midland. And then we're into May. 0-2. Acuna swings, grounds it over to third. Hollis has it on one high hop, slings it on to first, and gets him for the final out of the eighth inning. For the Rough Riders, a couple base runners, but no runs, no hits, no errors, and two left on base. We go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. Our score, it's the Rough Riders 7, And the mission's nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the eighth inning and a new pitcher for Frisco. It's Theo McDowell, the third pitcher they turn to tonight. McDowell making his second appearance in a Rough Riders uniform this year. He faces Jorge Onya, Connor Hollis, and Evan Mendoza, 9-1-2 in the San Antonio order. McDowell back into his windup in the first pitch. Misses up high, and it's one ball and no strikes. McDowell, a two-pitch pitcher. Fastball and what he calls a curveball. 1-0. High of the zone, and it's two balls and no strikes. If you were to watch it and you see what a regular curveball would look like, you'd say that doesn't really look like a curveball very much. He delivers home. Misses high of the zone, and it's three balls and no strikes. It moves almost the opposite way a curveball would. It moves arm side, almost like a screwball. The 3-0 pitch. That one finds the outside corner for a strike, and it's 3-1. But it just baffles hitters. Last year, with High A Hickory and Down East, he held opponents to a 160 batting average. The pitch is cut on and missed off the outside corner, and it's 3-2. That 160 batting average was the best in the entire organization. He peels back in the payoff. Ground ball foul back behind home, and it's still three balls, two strikes. And he doesn't throw his fastball very hard either. He only throws it about 91 to 93 miles an hour. Three balls and two strikes on Onya. Wind back in the pitch on the way. Chopper, third base side, and foul. Still three balls, two strikes. So between Down East and Hickory last year, 5-2 with a 2.64 ERA in 38 outings. He winds back in the payoff. Strike three called. Got him on the upper edge inside corner. Theo McDowell strikes out Onya. And that brings Connor Hollis to the plate with the Rough Riders leading 7-0. Hollis 0 for 3 tonight, 1 for 20 to start his season. He has walked four times in this series, though. McDowell winds and delivers. Ripped in the air out to right center field. This one sending Carter back. He's well short of the track, though, and he makes the catch. Airs out number 2 here in the 8th inning. So after an 8-pitch battle with Onya to start things off, McDowell dispatches of Connor Hollis on the first pitch. And Evan Mendoza climbs in, 7-0 Frisco. In his one outing this year in AA, McDowell, a scoreless inning, allowing just one hit, striking out 2 against Amarillo in that opening weekend series. Wind back in the first pitch. Mendoza watches low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Really strong stuff from the Rough Riders pitching staff tonight. Shutout baseball on just two hits so far. And McDowell looks in for his sign. He winds back once again in the 1-0 pitch. Off the outside corner, two balls, no strikes. Great to see from the starting staff and Owen White. 7 2/3 shutout innings combined between his first two starts. The 2-0 pitch. Chopper out to short. Acuna charges, picks off to his left, scissor step, and rifles it on to first base for the out, and the side comes to a close. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Clean, easy inning for Theo McDowell out of the bullpen. Top of the ninth inning coming up. It's the Rough Riders 7, the Missions nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years. From rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping. Or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening, too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Former Rough Riders C.D. Pelham takes the mound for San Antonio as we go to the top of the ninth inning. 7-0 Frisco out in front. Dustin Harris leads things off for the Rough Riders. And time called before we even get going. All right, Harris is good to go. In from the left side, 0-2 tonight, a couple walks and a run scored back in the first. Stretch in the left-hander's pitch. Fastball low, and it's 1-1 and no strikes. C.D. Pelham, former 33rd round pick in 2015 by the Texas Rangers out of Lancaster, South Carolina. The 28-year-old. He delivers home. Just off the outside edge, 2 and no strikes. A Frisco Rough Riders arm in 2018 and 2019. Really struggled with his command, but incredible stuff. Here's the 2-0. Low off the outside corner, 3 and no strikes. He dominated in 2018 in high A down east, a 1.95 ERA, and was practically unhittable. 34 strikeouts in 27 innings, 11-for-11 in save opportunities as the closer there. And it looked like it was just going to keep on going. 3-0. Down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 3-1. But then he came up to Frisco and had a 6.16 ERA in 2018 to finish out the year. And then the wheels really came off the bus in 2019. Stretch in the pitch. Off the outside corner, it misses for 4. So Dustin Harris coaxes a leadoff walk. And Kellen Strom makes his way to the plate. 7-0 Rough Riders, top of the ninth inning. It's been 7-0 since the third inning.
Center fielder Kellen Strom.
In 2019 with the Rough Riders, 29 appearances. He walked 29 batters in 21 2/3 innings. And opponents hit .337 against him. Pitch to Strom. Low, and it's 1 and no strikes. And up in AAA Nashville at the time, a Rangers affiliate in 2019, it didn't get any better. 11 walks in 10 and 2/3 innings and an almost 12 ERA there. Ended up making his big league debut in 2018, the pitch. Inside corner, a strike, and it's one ball and one strike. And a 7 ERA in 10 outings with the Rangers. I just couldn't really figure it out. Here's the stretch. And the pitch to Strong. Swing and a miss. Blew it right by him, and it's 1-2. He was designated for assignment in 2019 after the season. Picked up by Chicago. And then didn't pitch after being on the 60-day IL. The 1-2, strike three called, got him on the outside corner. And there's the first out in the ninth inning on a strikeout of Kellen Strong. Thomas Ajayi takes his turn now. 7-0 Rough Riders, top of the ninth inning. And after 2 years of injury, he elected free agency, got away from the Cubs organization, and signed a free agent deal with the Padres in March of this year. Now pitching back in the Texas League. First pitch. Down low and inside, one ball, no strikes. And you really just wish a guy like that the best, just trying to figure it out. Battle through injury, battle through command troubles. Hope that he can find his way back up to the major leagues where he was in 2018. He deals. Down low and inside. Two balls and no strikes to Sajacy. Second appearance of this year for Pelham. One scoreless inning in the Tulsa series. Big thing, no walks. Harris leads from first. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a foul back into De La Cruz's glove. And it's two balls and one strike. Grant Anderson has started to loosen for the Rough Riders. He'll probably have the bottom of the ninth. This is the second time he's gotten up and throwing today. 2-1. Down low and inside. De La Cruz almost had it skip away from him, but he was able to keep it in front. Three balls and one strike on Sajacy. Infield up the middle at double play deck. So JC, the big blow with the three-run triple back in the first. He's 2-for-3 today. He's singled in the third. 3-1. Swing and a miss. 3-2. Right by a fastball. Wind blowing in lazily from right center field. The Texas flag whipping. And time called, so JC steps out. No batting gloves for Sajacy. Pelham ready from the stretch, the 3-2. Broken bat roller down the third baseline. Hollis charges, picks, Thryer's onto first. And he just got him. Two outs. No chance to roll the double play with how softly that was hit. Two down, here's Dio Adias. Harris up to second base. Edius 0-for-4 tonight. Fielder's choice in the third put him aboard, and he came in to score on the sacrifice fly by David Garcia. First pitch. Check swing, high and away, 1-0. The Rough Riders with a win tonight would improve to 3-3. Currently tied for third place in the Texas League South. Not that it matters remotely at this point in the season. 1-0 pitch. Edius swings, spanks it into right center field. That one drops down for a base hit. Harris around 30 comes in to score, and it's 8-0 Rough Riders. RBI single for Dio Edius, and Frisco pads their lead in the ninth. Opposite field base hit. Adias checks in the hit column. Rough Riders with their first run and first hit since the third inning. Trevor Hover now the pitch. Low and away, one ball and no strikes. doing damage to the former Rough Rider Pelham. Well, if the Rough Riders were to win tonight, they would still trail Amarillo in the standings. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Fouled back into De La Cruz's glove, and it's 1-1. But if Midland were to lose tonight, and they're losing 9-3 to Tulsa in the top of the ninth, they would be tied for second place with Midland. 1-1. Low, and it's 2-1. Rough Riders last year to make it into the playoffs won the second half. If you're not familiar with minor league playoffs, it's a first half, second half system. The winner of each half faces each other in the playoffs, 2-1. Low of the zone, and it's 3-1. San Antonio won the first half last year. Frisco won the second half. Frisco rode an undefeated record all the way to the championship and the playoffs. 3-1. Hover, a check swing. He went around for a strike. 3-2. Two outs, action pitch. Edius will be off on it. Pelham ready from the stretch. Third base side of the rubber. He fires home. Line drive, foul left side. Still 3-2. Oh, a fan brought his glove to the ball game, reached up, couldn't make the catch. Oh, he gave it to a little kid at least, so there's that. You bring your glove, you got to make the catch, though. And he gets a high five from the kid. That's good. Good stuff. Hover broke his bat. He has to go get a new weapon. Hover, an RBI single back in the first inning. He's walked twice tonight. 8-0 Frisco. Edius will be off on this pitch. Pelham delivers in. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Well, the Rough Riders do get a run in the ninth inning. One run across on a hit, no errors, and a runner left stranded. Bottom nine, Grant Anderson coming in to try and shut this baby down. It's 8-0. Frisco out in front on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball may be a game with an extensive history, but on July 9th at Riders Field, we celebrate something that goes back even further, a lot further. Join us Sunday, July 9th for Dino Night with the Dinosaur Company. Fans can explore a world hundreds of millions of years old with animatronic dinosaurs and Mesozoic era themes. Kids can participate in a fossil dig by the playgrounds, and there'll be plenty of photo ops for everyone who comes out to catch the game. Get your tickets for Dino Night with the Dinosaur Company on July 9th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the ninth inning in San Antonio, Texas. 8-0 Frisco leads. Grant Anderson takes over on the mound for the Rough Riders, their fourth pitcher that they have used tonight. Owen White started, John Matthews, Theo McDowell, and now the right-handed sidearm thrower, Grant Anderson. Anderson, the Beaumont, Texas native, here in South Texas, not too far. He has family in town. Ornelas starting things off, left-handed batter. Anderson from the stretch, and he fires in the first pitch. On the inside corner, a called strike, 0-1. Ornelas 0-1 with a couple walks tonight. 8-0 Frisco. 4 runs in the first inning, 3 in the third, 1 in the ninth. The pitch. Just low of the zone, and it's 1-1. Grant Anderson, when he comes set, points his left toe almost back towards second base. And now he fires. There's a high fly ball to deep right center field. Strom racing back to the warning track. He's at the wall, and it's gone. Tirso Ornelas with his second home run of the series. It's his second of the season. And it's 8-1. Frisco leads. That's a big boy homer to get it out to that part of the ballpark. Solo home run for Ornelas. And Pedro Castellanos makes his way to the plate. That's a shot out to deep right center field. The pitch is high and inside to Castellanos, and it's 1-0. So 8-1 our score. The Mission's getting on the board here in the ninth. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Good slider away, and it's 1-1. Well, it's a left-handed hitter hitting a home run against Anderson, and that's just about the only ones that are going to get anything against Anderson. The pitch. Flicked foul right side. It's 1-2. He is such an uncomfortable at-bat for right-handed batters. The right-handed sidearm throw. He sets. And the 1-2. Flicked foul again right side. Still 1-2. If you look at his splits from last year, bigger sample size than this year, obviously. Right-handers hit just 202 against him. Lefties managed 277. One-two pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs for strike three. One away, and here's Michael De La Cruz. Eight-one Rough Riders. Bottom half of the ninth inning. De La Cruz in from the right side, or the left side, I should say. And the first pitch on the way. Slider outside, 1-0. As we talked about, game four of the series coming up tomorrow. 7:05 first pitch time here at the Wolf. 1-0. Checks up high and inside, 2-0. Excited to see the starting debut of Nick Krauth, the mustachioed man. One appearance so far for the Rough Riders out of the bullpen. He'll make his first double-A start in his career. 2-0. A drive down the right field line towards the corner. It drops in fair and keeps on rolling. De La Cruz around first on his way to second. Carter digs it out and gets it back in, and De La Cruz stops right there with a one-out double. Well, got out in front. Two balls and no strikes, and then got out in front of a pitch and ripped it down the right field line, and both extra base hits in this inning have been by left-handed batters against Grant Anderson. Corey Howell, the right-hander, steps in now. Opposing Nick Krauth tomorrow, it's Duncan Snyder, the right-hander. David Garcia goes out and chats with Grant Anderson. Calm him down just a little bit. Corey Howell is 0-3 tonight. Entered into today, 4-8 in the series. 8-1 Frisco, bottom half of the ninth inning. Anderson ready from the stretch, the first pitch. Low and off the outside corner, 1-0. Anderson normally very sharp. He stretches. And the 1-0 pitch. Fouled straight back. Ball and a strike to Howell, who crashed into the center field wall back in the first inning on the 3-run double by Sejasi. Or 3-run triple, I should say. and then laid down on the warning track for a while. Turned out he was all right. Very scary moment, though, for one of the top prospects on this team. 1-1 pitch. It fouled back to the screen, 1-2. One out here in the ninth inning, runner at second. Anderson trying to shut the door. Frisco trying to get back to a 500 record as well. The stretch by the right-hander. And he delivers in the 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Went inside with a fastball, and he picks up the K. His second of the inning. Two down, and the final hope for San Antonio is Luis Aviles Jr. 8-1 Rough Riders, bottom half of the ninth. Oh for 3 day for Aviles Jr. 1 for 10 in this series. Anderson, the first pitch. Strike on the upper edge, outside corner, 0-1. Yesterday was the 2 home runs for Evan Carter, leading the Rough Riders to victory tonight. Evan Carter, a 2-run double. So JC, that 3-run triple. 0-1 pitch. High and inside, a check swing, foul ball back to the screen. And it's 0-2. Riders are one strike away. That one was so far up and in. If Aviles Jr. hadn't swung, it might have hit him. He tried to check his swing as he was going backwards with his head, and it just nicked the bat. So 0-2 on Aviles Jr. Anderson from the stretch, he deals home. Swinging a tick foul back behind home, just off the end of the bat, way out in front on a slider, and it's still 0-2. He stays alive. Rough Riders trying to win consecutive games for the first time this season. Right-hander looks in again, pins the glove against his left knee. He's ready from the stretch. And the 0-2 pitch on the way. Here she comes. Swing and a foul back into Garcia's glove. He hangs on for strike 3, and the Rough Riders win their second consecutive game here in San Antonio. 8-1 the final score. Frisco takes down the Missions, and the Rough Riders are back at 500 at 3-3 on the season. We'll break it down in the postgame show when we come back. Rough Riders win 8-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
The ballpark is always a place for invigorating sights and sounds, and that's even more true on May 19th for Zoo Night with the Dallas Zoo. Come out for a Rough Riders game and meet animal ambassadors from the Dallas Zoo and a variety of animals, one of which will throw out the first pitch. Check out the Roadhouse Pavilion during the game to meet with the animal ambassadors and their companions from the Dallas Zoo. Animal lovers, get your tickets for May 19th now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Strike 3 call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Rough Riders win consecutive games for the first time in the 2023 season. Hi, everyone, and welcome back inside the Wolf. Frisco wins 8-1 over the San Antonio Missions to improve to 3-3 in 2023. Final line score, 8 runs, 7 hits, and no errors for the Rough Riders. 8 left on base for Frisco. For the Missions, just 1 run on 4 hits and 1 error defensively. 6 left on base for the Missions tonight. The winning pitcher, John Matthews, he goes to 1-0 on the season, and of course he deserves the victory. He did pitch well in relief, but Owen White really should have had this win. 4 2/3 innings, shutout baseball, just 1 hit, 4 strikeouts and 2 walks for the Riders right-hander. Unfortunately, he just could not get through that fifth inning, allowing the base hit to Juan Fernandez right before he exited in the fifth inning. Losing pitcher, it's Jackson Wolf, the starter for San Antonio, allowing 4 runs in an inning and 2/3 in his start. And he walked 3 in those inning and 2/3. It's been a struggle on the command side of things for the Missions these last two games, with a bunch of walks last night, 8 last night, and 10 more walks in tonight's ballgame. Final game time, 2 hours 46 minutes in front of 4,062 here in San Antonio. Let's go over the scoring for you here in the beginning of the ballgame. It started out quickly for the Rough Riders. Luis Angel Acuna, second batter into the game on an 0-2 pitch. He doubled into center field to put a runner at second. Dustin Harris then walked. Kellen Strom then walked to load the bases. And Thomas Sejace blasted a pitch to right center field off the base of the wall. Corey Howe slammed into the fence and allowed all three runners to come in to score. And Sejace ended up at third with a 3-run triple. Howell turned out to be okay, even though he was down on the warning track for a little while and we had a bit of a delay. But all three runs came in, and it was 3-0 Rough Riders. So JC was then at third, and Trevor Hover had an infield RBI single to second base, scoring so JC to make it 4-0. That score held until we got to the third inning, when the Rough Riders got a base hit from Sejace in the infield to start things out to short. After Eddie has bounced into a fielder's choice, Hover walked and Cease walked to load the bases again. David Garcia lifted a sac fly into right field before Evan Carter doubled down the left field line, bringing in 2 more runs, and it made it 7-0 again. Frisco out in front by that score that they had yesterday as well. That 7-0 score held all the way until the ninth, when Dio Edias added on another run with an RBI single, and the shutout was broken up in the ninth inning on a solo home run by Tirso Ornelas, his second home run of the series and his second home run of the season. Final score, 8-1. Frisco takes down the Missions in game number 6 of the season to move to 3-3. We'll continue to break this one down, set up the pitching matchup for tomorrow, and of course give you the league scoreboard when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7 Rhythm. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Get your golf on April 21st with the 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship Night. The Rough Riders are partnering with PGA Frisco on April 21st, so come get a free koozie at the gates on the way in, check out the PGA Golf Trophy at the game, and enjoy all of our golf-themed activities throughout the evening. There's also a ticket package available that includes 2 golf towels and discounted tickets to the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship in May. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com, and we'll see you on April 21st. Let's ride.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
One final time, we welcome you back inside the Wolf. Rough Riders win it 8-1, and the Frisco Rough Riders are now 3-3 on the 2023 season. Let's take a look at the league scoreboard, and we start with the first game that went final tonight. Arkansas coming into tonight was 5-0. That ends as Springfield wins 7-4, and they hand Arkansas their first loss of the season. Michael McGreevy, one of the top prospects in the Cardinals organization, got the win in that one for Springfield. Tulsa, they win on the road against Midland 9-3. That knocks Midland down to 3-3 to tie with the Rough Riders for second place behind Amarillo, who's 4-2 after they won tonight 5-2 over Corpus Christi. Northwest Arkansas, they pick up their second win of the season, taking down Wichita on the road. Final score 10-3 of that one at Riverfront Stadium in Wichita, Kansas. As for the Texas Rangers affiliate, no big league game tonight. The Rangers are off. They have their travel day down to Houston. Doubt they're traveling, though. I bet they're going to travel tomorrow, right before the game, and they'll take on the Astros to start their series tomorrow. Triple A Round Rock, they walk it off against Tacoma. Yoshi Tsutsugo with a walk-off RBI single in the bottom of the ninth. They win it 2-1 over the Mariners affiliate. Wilmington, they take down High A Hickory 5-4 at home, and then rain washed out Down East and Augusta. They'll make it up as part of a doubleheader tomorrow. As for us tomorrow, we will have game four of this six-game series between the Rough Riders and the Missions. Nick Krauth makes his AA starting debut tomorrow, his second appearance with the Rough Riders this season. And Duncan Snyder goes on the other side for the San Antonio Missions. First pitch at 7:05 will be on the airwaves at 6:50 with the Rough Riders pregame show. And we'd love to have you along for the ride. Friday baseball, always fun tomorrow. The Rough Riders win 8-1 tonight. They're 3-3 on the season. And that's going to do it for us on tonight's broadcast. Thanks to everybody who made the broadcast possible today. For my partner, Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us up tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6:50 for the 7:05 game. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!